Blog Talk Radio. Hello, and welcome to Journey. If you are ready to receive divine inspiration, then this is the show for you. But we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. So here is the magical DC Love.
Hello, Barbara. Hello, everyone. Yes, this is the magical DC Love. As always, I'm so just really blessed to be here with everyone. A little bit about me. I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer, as well as being an empath, an animal communicator, a seer, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, and a divine life coach. I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma, and at that time she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It did take me quite a while to realize that the connection I had with Joan is truly divine. And it took me, you know, a little bit longer to add her to my team. But I did, and I found out that she truly is divine. And Joan has left the door open on the other side, and those in that current space, they continually walk through it, and it gives me access to the most ironic and fascinating mixture of divine source. It also provides me with the ability to relate and work with clients that are worldwide and from all walks of life. My journey has been anything but normal, but I wouldn't want it any other way. Good evening, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. Barbara?
Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely anointed, appointed, and activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a soul contract rewriter, an energy upcycling practitioner, a dear innate practitioner, a spiritual healer, a speaker, and an author, among many other things. My whole thing has always been finding the truth to myself and to my life, because I want things to work. And I found that when I was looking outside of me for those truths, it wasn't working. And so now that I am looking within to see what it is within me that I believe that's having a huge impact on everything in my life, and it's helping me to let go of things that I really don't want to experience anymore. So it's been a really eye-opening, interesting, challenging, frustrating, and joyful experience, just like all of life is. If you want to learn more about me, you can check out my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com, and there's lots of information there about what I've been through and what I do. So now it is time for you to ask your questions. So if you have a question for us tonight, give us a call at 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And you can also log into Blog Talk and come into the chat room, which is also open, and you can type in a question there if that's something that appeals to you. All right, now it is time for us to get busy. So our first caller is from area code 860. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara Grace in D.C. It's Lisa. How are you?
Good, Lisa. How about you, hon?
How are you?
Okay, not good. Things are pretty bad here. I'm wondering what I should do.
Okay, well, the first thing that I'm hearing you should do is I see Gizmo sitting next to you. He's saying, that's a very simple answer, teach.
No, I mean the marriage is very, very bad.
Okay, well, the first thing I would do is surround the situation with love, okay? Okay, so that's the first thing that I'm getting, Lisa, is just, you know, the answer to every question that we have is always love, okay? So just, you know, surround it with love.
Hasn't been any love from him for 30 years, and he's made it quite clear what an awful person I am.
Well, you know, that's not true, okay? Okay, and I just feel like, you know, with him saying that and everything, he's overly stepping his boundaries, okay? I mean, that's not, you know, something that, you know, he should be saying, okay? So that's definitely not good. Okay, I'm just trying to see what the angels say. Okay. So I am getting, like, the both of you need to be able to just sit and talk without him saying things like that. Okay? And, you know, I just feel like you have to be able to support each other and be authentic, and I don't feel like that's something that's happening. I feel like there's a lot of judgment on his part, Lisa. But I do feel the judgment. With that judgment, he has a lot of confusion. And he, you know, he doesn't have the clarity he's needing, okay? I know that he has, like, a lack of emotional, you know, fulfillment. And he's just, like, I just see a lot of confusion, okay? So have you guys talked at all?
He just screams at me and tells me how very no good I am. And how I shouldn't be. He has girlfriends. He wants me out, but he wants me dead so he doesn't have to pay anything.
Well, I mean, that's just like, that's a terrible thing. So do you have any plans in regard to, you know, if someone has to leave the residence?
I have nowhere to go. I have no money. I have no friends, and I have no family.
Okay. He is working though, correct?
Yeah, he works.
Okay. Yeah, if he feels that way, you know, maybe you guys should have like a breakaway from each other, a little distance, and allow him to just, you know, to step away for a while.
He won't. He just wants me dead. I'm so dead. I've never been more serious in my whole life.
Did he meet someone at work, Lisa?
Yeah, he fools around at work all the time. It's Peyton Place.
Okay. Hey, this is a hard situation to be in, and, you know, I feel like you shouldn't leave the residence, you know, that is your home, okay? Just what the angels are showing me here. I mean, this is a terrible thing. Does he get physical with you, Lisa?
No, it's the emotional abuse. It's worse. A bruise heals. Emotional abuse just continually piles up.
No, it does. I mean, that is for sure. Okay. Well, I mean, if you're not safe, I mean, you have to call, you know, you have to call an agency or something and just, you know, there's different groups in your area. And I'm just kind of like Mother Mary is holding you, and she's saying, you know, that, you know, action has to be taken, Lisa. Okay, and, you know, like I said, there's different agencies. The angels are with you at this point to help, to guide you in the direction and give you, give you advice on which way to go. And really think, you know, about all of this, and I mean, I know that you've had, you know, you've had such a hard time for so long. Okay, so on a, you know, on a spiritual level, I do see your divine team coming in. Okay, and from that aspect of it, you know, I'm getting, please do not worry, because the more you worry, the more you bring it in. Okay. And they're asking you, your beautiful team is saying, take a moment and just, you know, breathe deeply and exhale toward heavens. All the burdens that you're holding on to, Lisa, and it is quite a bit, and release everything, you know, that's in your heart, and allow it to go to God, okay? And, you know, allow the angels to direct you, you know, in which way that you should go, okay? Because I just feel like, you know, I don't feel that you're safe, you know? But I'm getting, you know, allow the angels to help you by praying, you know, and to give you a solution that you are needing. And I know you feel stuck, you feel powerless, there's a lot of pain. But even in these hard times, we have to surrender everything, Lisa, okay? And allow the angels to guide you. Are there any, like, agencies, like, right in your, you know, immediate area that you could connect with?
I can't go somewhere because I have no money to buy the eye drops that I'll go blind without. And he knows that. Or the medicine that I can't go without. And he knows that. And he holds it over me. And the shelters I've called, they're full.
I don't think you should, I don't think you should leave the residence. You know, I mean, if he gets verbal or something, that's a whole different ballgame where if he's getting verbal, he's going to be the one that has to leave.
He won't leave.
Well, I mean, he won't have a choice if he continues, you know? Yeah, I mean, I know that this can't be tolerated any longer, you know? I mean, it's ridiculous.
He knows he pushed me over the edge 2 years ago. He's trying to do it again.
I mean, there's, like, emergency numbers that everyone has, like, in their area, you know, for, you know, immediate help. But I wouldn't leave the area. Like I said, I would talk to someone and get some legal advice before you do leave the residence, Lisa. Okay, but I know there's a beautiful group of angels around you, and they're going to help you. You know, you have to just listen to what they're saying. Okay, they're going to help you. I feel for you, and I mean, it's ridiculous what he's doing, you know. But I am getting, I feel like there has to be, like, an agency or something in your area that you call, but I'm getting soon. Some things are going to, you know, take a turn, you know, for the better for you, you know. So I do feel that. I'm going to ask Barbara to come in, and like I said, I'm not familiar with your area, and I don't know, you know, who to get in touch with there. But, you know, while you're waiting to connect with someone, even, like, in your area, I would just ask that you surrender all the fear that you're holding on to and, you know, all the stuff that you're, you know, like, that's causing you to just, you know, like, really be on edge and everything, worrying about you, like, your medications, which you shouldn't have to do. Just try to stay in the moment and focus only on what you're wanting, okay? And okay. The angels are saying, Lisa, they're going to help you. You can take baby steps to go forward, and they're going to help you to get resolutions to everything, okay? But I know, like I said, like in my area, they used to have an agency called FIRST. And, I mean, you can call, you know, like tomorrow, and I'm sure there's, you know, a number that they'll direct you to in regard to, you know, where you can get some help. If you, you know, because it's not, you know, it doesn't feel safe, you know?
I know, believe me. I know. Thank you.
Okay. And just, you know, I'm also, you know, I know that, like, everything is unclear right now. And I'm also getting, you know, just allow the angels to guide you and, you know, make sure that you have all the information needed. But if anything that you feel like physically, like, you know, that, you know, he's going to hurt you or something, call 911. You know, Lisa, don't allow him to hurt you at all.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I'm going to put Barbara on. Barbara?
Okay, Lisa. We're going to go straight to Mother Mary because she wants to work with you to help you in this moment. Okay, here she is. You know I love you, my beloved. You know that I am here for you. This whole situation is a culmination of years and years of you not believing in yourself. not recognizing that you have value, not recognizing that you are important, not recognizing all of the good that you do in this world. We look back over your life and we see you denying your own being. And it's time for that. You see yourself as a wife and a mother, but you don't see yourself as a person. You don't see yourself as the amazing person that you are. We want you to take a nice deep breath and just let go. Because you are not what anyone else has defined you as being. And you are certainly not worthless. You really deserve so much more in your life than you've ever allowed yourself to receive. And yet you have given me feel better about themselves and their lives, but you've never accepted it for yourself. We are clearing you now of the belief that you don't matter, that you don't deserve, that your life cannot work. Breathe deeply and let go. There have been so many years of receiving this information over and over from him and from other sources. Even from the time when you were just a small child and you got this information from your family, from the ones who were supposed to love you the most, and you felt that they loved you the least. And it's now time for you to love you. And that is the greatest love of all. And it's time for you to love you. Breathe deeply and let go. This is about you coming into your power, into your recognition of yourself. Beloved, you have shared so much love throughout your life. And you have love of yourself a few times when you never knew it. And we want you to allow it now. Because you are not controlled by him or this situation. You have the support of an amazing number of divine who are here for you. We just need for you to be here for you. For you to allow us to bring you the things that you need, whether it be a home, or whatever it is, we will bring it to you if you will simply receive. We are opening your heart to receiving for yourself. We are opening your heart to loving yourself as much as you have loved others. We are opening your heart to accepting the gifts, the blessings, joy, the abundance that is there for you, if you will just allow it. Breathe deeply. And let yourself be opened even more. Even more. We are removing the fear. All of that fear is gone now. It's just gone. It wasn't real. You didn't need it. We're removing the doubt, the worry, all of the negative emotions that have just been churning up inside of you for so long. They're gone. They're gone. Peace.
are, and that you deserve better. That you can have them right now in this moment. There is no waiting. There is no patience. It can happen right now. Breathe deep and let go. And we are moving circumstances in your life and bringing you into alignment with God, with the love that God has for you. And there is nothing more powerful than that love. And that love can solve any problem, any issue, any circumstance. There is nothing more powerful than the unconditional love of God. Breathe deep and let go. This is an important part of your evolution. Everything in your life is changing. Everything in your life is changing. Everything in your life is changing. Don't fight the change. Breathe deep and let go. And call on us. Ask us what your next step should be. Ask us to inspire you. And then do what you are inspired to do. Because this is about you accepting that you have the power to deal with whatever you need to deal with in life. You've always had this power. You always will have this power. This is your power. This is your power. Don't give it away. It's yours. And we are bringing you back into alignment with yourself, with the divinity within you, with you. Knowing that you can handle it, whatever it is, breathe deeply and let go. We love you. We love you. We love you. And you are worth loving. Breathe deeply and okay, how do you feel?
Much calmer, thank you very much, thank you. And Lisa, check your email, hon. I sent you those phone numbers just in case you do need them. Thank you very much. Thank you.
And remember, she wasn't just saying words. She was telling you the truth about you, the truth about your life. You have no idea how loved you are. You have no idea how much I love you, how much DC loves you, how much so many people love you. And you deserve it because you are worthy. You are worthy. You truly
are. And Barbara,
are.
She doesn't consider herself. She thinks about everybody else but Lisa.
It's time for you to put yourself first. It's time for you to make you the most important person in your life because you are.
Thank you. Lisa, everything that Barbara was channeling, you know, it was through Barbara's voice, but it was Mother Mary, and I truly agree with what she said. And I was hearing, you know, things are going to get better for you. But I, like I said, you know, because of my background and everything, I gave you all the phone numbers as well, okay?
Thank you very much, both of you. Thank you for blessing
me. We've got to focus on you. You're the most important person in your life. Lisa is.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, you. And, you know, we're here for you, and you can call. Like I said, we're available
many times during the week to help you, Lisa, okay?
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And you know what? This is like a very emotional time for you, but as Barbara was talking to you, I just saw you going on a personal quest. This is your personal journey. And really, like, delving deep into your marriage, you know, seeing what it really means to you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
To remember, Lisa, Mother Mary is with you. The angels are with you. You know, we're here with you on the physical plane. You are never, ever alone, okay?
Thank you very much. Thank you both so much. Thank you.
Listen, and check your email.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Lisa, Mother Mary wants you to remember that you have been in this relationship for 30 years. People don't stay in relationships for 30 years if they don't get anything out of it. So he values you, and he knows that you have value, and he is counting on the fact that you refuse to see your value. So start seeing your value, because it's there. It really is there. Okay?
Thank you.
And give to yourself the way you give to others, Lisa. Nurture Lisa. Nurture your soul. Okay?
Thank you.
Love yourself for the way you love everyone. My goodness.
Thank you so much.
But it's going to take a little work, and you've got to connect with the divine yourself every day, okay? And allow the messages you get to lead you, okay? Lisa, you're doing all these earthly things. You're cooking, you're sewing, I mean, you're cleaning. You're doing all these earthly things, you know, for your husband, you know, for your beautiful fur baby, for people that you love. And you've got to take... Say, okay, you know what, I've been up all morning, it's almost noontime, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to have lunch, I'm going to, you know, make yourself a hot cup of tea or whatever it is that you like, and really, you know, soothe and nourish all aspects of Lisa, okay? So when you take care of, you say many times, you know, you've said to us, I don't have time, well, guess what, you have to make time, because when you make time for you, you do these beautiful little things for Lisa, you're going to raise your vibration, and when you raise your vibration, you're sending that vibration out into the universe, saying, hey, I deserve this. You know, I am love. Okay? And this will help you to bring love from all over the place to you, Lisa. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Well, you know my number. Like I said, we're always here for you, Lisa. Okay? So you're never alone, honey. Okay?
Thank you so much.
God bless. We love you, Lisa.
Yes, we love you, Lisa.
I love you so much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Ugh. All right.
That
so
was a hard
one
to start off.
Yeah, it was, but the energy
you know what,
now
I
is,
do
is
feel,
better.
Barbara, I do feel, like I said, like I don't like Mercury in retrograde. I don't even like to talk about it, but this being the largest, like the biggest one, of the year, a lot of people feel so off. Some are very tired. Others are irritable. Some don't know what's going on, you know. So it's a time
yeah.
to really take a little extra care of yourself.
That is definitely true.
And just watch, you know, like I've noticed too, like when you're saying something to someone, what you are saying, you know what you're saying, but they don't seem to be receiving what you are meaning to say. It's just, it's a crazy time. So, you know, just breathe, you know, breathe and send love to the, like a person that you're, you know, having a hard time with. And, you know, this is going to go on, I guess through June 22nd. So it feels like it is making a lot of people like off center and, you know, some don't know how to deal with the energy, like the energy. It's just a little weird.
Yeah, but coming back to self-love is really the best thing that anybody can do in any situation, because it does make a tremendous difference.
That's the thing that you should do every day for yourself, because you are the most important person, you know. And when you love yourself, you know, you do. You love yourself. Everybody feels that beautiful love that's within you, and you send it out to the universe. It's like going on a road trip. If you don't fill up the car, you know, you're not going to get probably out of the driveway, you know, let alone on the road. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's go to our next caller. And I believe this is Kat. Let's see.
Hi, Kat. Hi.
Hey, Kat.
Hi. I am tired. But I made it through a 9-day fast. So, yeah.
What's doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should be tired. You got to give yourself some rest.
I am staying home today, but yeah, and then some news came to light about the guy that I was previously dating, who I was trying to be friends with, who was acting like he changed. That wasn't, it was the truth in my face, so I got it. It wasn't what I wanted to hear, but I'm clear on that one. And then I just find lately, though, like, there's still things coming up every time I need to spend a certain amount of money, or I'm like, I have these stuff that comes up around money still, because my family was poverty my whole life and all those things, poverty consciousness that I've worked on so much. But I think about, oh, how am I going to afford all these supplements and these foods and these things that I need to do for my health? And then I mean, I've made it to this point, but there's still, you know, something that keeps me back on how am I going to make it to my dreams, make it to this without having the blocks and getting out of my head when I hear something or somebody says something that bothers me. It's like sometimes, even though I do so much work, I have a hard time, even when I say, I keep saying let go, but getting out of my head sometimes, you know, about thinking about these things.
Okay, Kat. This is DC. I just heard release. You know, let go, release,
yeah.
Urinate, I let go, I release. But just even if you have to say release, let it go. Just let it go and don't think about it. Because this is a time to really let things go in major ways, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When you let go, you know, you're going to feel that release and you're making room for all the new that wants to come in, Kat, okay?
And I want to, when I say that, but it still, things go through my mind, especially like before I'm going to sleep or different times throughout the day. And
yeah, and I just got, even like with that person that you were, you know, talking about, like I felt like,
mm-hmm.
you know, like not physically, but I felt like, you know, like you were like holding on, you know, trying to hold on, you know?
Yeah,
we
had a deep connection, and I really thought there we could at least be friends, but yeah, I mean, I blocked his number. It was so hard for me to do that, but I blocked his number. So, I mean, you know,
interesting in regard to that relationship, she's saying, you know what, I hate to do a spoiler alert, but with that situation, that's not a happily ever after ending, Kat.
I know.
And she's saying, you got to realize
none of mine have been,
things.
None of mine
yeah,
have
things,
been so bad. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They don't work out for
so
a reason, and because you have something better waiting for you, someone better.
Yeah.
And sometimes we can't, you think sometimes we can't even imagine that. But you've got to have faith, Kat, you know? And now is the time to work on you, take very good care of yourself, as we said with the last caller, and know that you are lovable, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And right now, like you said, right now through, you know, January 22nd, I wouldn't even think about love. I would think about self-love and working on myself and shedding any beliefs, behaviors that you're holding on to that didn't work for you. So why, you know, so just let go of them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whether it's
about
money, whether it's about relationships, and allow the flow to come in. And you know what, Kat, you are a beautiful woman. You're very lovely. You have an amazing personality. You really do. You have a lot to offer the right person. But it starts with just being Kat, okay? When you're just yourself, the way you're talking to us, and you're this beautiful woman, and, you know, you're not trying to put on any airs or anything, you're going to attract a relationship that you've been waiting for, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So let go of things that, you know, aren't supposed to be in your life, okay?
Yeah.
Let go of all that stagnant energy and allow this, I feel this beautiful, like, whoosh of new energy coming in to help empower you and to open you up for the beautiful relationship that you so deserve.
I'm doing this protocol and these detox and these fastings and maybe part of it, but yeah.
Okay, well, I'm just getting, like, as I'm talking to you, believe it or not, my root chakra is actually throbbing. And that's the chakra. It's at the base of your spine, and that has to do with all your issues, your earthly issues, you know?
Yeah.
That's survival, your physical body, money, you know, shelter, like everything, okay? So any physical movement, dancing, any kind of maybe yoga, qigong, tai chi, anything to help, like, really bring this beautiful energy into that beautiful chakra?
Not lately, but I did do a bunch of walking, but with this fast, it was it's very intense. So.
Moving around, because that chakra is so out of alignment. It really is, you know?
I also have a tumor in that chakra area as well. So
some of the physical issues that we have are not like from disease; they are from dis-ease. Okay.
Yeah. Mhm.
Okay.
Mhm.
You know what, Ginger saying, I'm going to give you a spoiler alert, Kat. You have the potential to do whatever you want and have whatever you want. You know, but it starts with you loving yourself, listening to your heart. You know, and you've got to trust that, you know, you are worthy of this beautiful relationship that you've been dreaming of. You're worthy of everything that you've been wanting. And you've got to start by being really optimistic, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to help you to, like, release those negative thoughts, those beliefs, because you're holding on to all of these things. And I feel like some of them are from past lives. Like, it's not even all of them are from this lifetime. Okay.
And I'm like, how do I get rid of it?
Well, it's very easy. Just listen to what we tell you to help you, and it's that easy. But Ginger's saying they didn't serve you in the last lifetime, so, and even in this lifetime. So why are you holding on to them? Okay. Just focus on you and all the good that you have in you, all the loving qualities, and let your love radiate outward, Kat. Outwards for the whole world to see, okay, and to feel. And, you know, when you let your love and you let your light come in and shine, you will attract the love that you've been wanting, and you will attract, you know, like all the good stuff that you've been waiting for, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm getting you just, it's time to just, like, let go, okay? And Ginger's saying, you know what, it's like a movie. After you watch it a couple of times, you start looking for a new movie, Kat. Okay?
Yeah.
Because, you know, you might watch it once and then maybe, like, say, okay, I didn't see it in a while, I'll watch it again. But if you're going to continually watch it, it gets old fast. And this is what's going on with you with these different themes in your life. You have reoccurring lessons from the past.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So it's time to, like, just, like, look into things and change them so that you could, you know, say, hey, you know, I'm not holding on to this. It's my time to go forward. Okay, does that make sense to you?
Yeah. It does.
And no one has control over you or your destiny. It's up to you, Kat. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this is your time to walk that path of happiness. You've been on the other path. Now it's time for you to walk on that path of happiness and discover that, you know, that all that you want to do, to be, to have, it's waiting for you. Okay, and no one can walk that path but Kat. It's your path.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well,
and just,
I was proud of myself.
You've breathed deeply and you've had to let go of all of that, Kat. You know? Let go of all the disbelief, the stress, all of that stuff because it's not serving you. Okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so...
I'm proud I made it through this fast, but it's days of coming off. I want to eat. So
yeah, well, you know what? You're stronger than you think because I couldn't have done it. And, you know, going to release those beliefs that you have in scarcity, okay? You've got to open up because we know that our universe is infinitely abundant, and no matter what
yes.
we receive, there's always enough for everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So it is time to
yeah.
remove those blocks in your life, and, you know, you could have everything you want and more, beyond your wildest dreams, Kat.
Yes.
But you have to be willing. You've got to be open. Okay? And it starts with you again with the self-love, Kat, okay? So the mirror work, when you get up in the morning, tell yourself, you know, I love you, Kat. And, you know, self-criticism and perfectionism, throw it out the window. Okay?
Yes. And I have. Every time I go into the bathroom in the mirror, I've been saying I love you.
Good, because
yeah.
each of us are perfectly imperfect. We are all perfectly imperfect, Kat. Okay? Just
yes.
breathe in love and breathe out love. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to ask Barbara to come in. Like I said, your root chakra, wow. Like I said, the energy there is just, it's very, like, off. And I could feel it pulsating
yeah.
in my root chakra, you know?
Wow.
So we want to get that, you know, we want to get that back on. And your, you know, the feelings of scarcity and, you know, financial instability and all the
mm-hmm.
things that you, you know, you've wanted to manifest and you can't because, you know, all of this energy is just like, they're like tangled Christmas lights, okay?
Yeah.
And then you're going to
mm-hmm.
say, wow, you know what, I feel things changing. I'm excited. You know, I'm loving myself. I'm putting that energy out to the universe, and I'm ready for that new man to come into my life, the one that is going to make me happy, okay?
Yeah.
How does that sound?
It sounds good, and I know that I need to wait for that, and I've known I needed to work on myself, and I was doing that before I met the other one, and he, yeah.
Anyway. You just continue, like I said, you know, it starts with you, so we're going to continue, and you're going to work
mm-hmm.
on yourself, and we're going to get rid of those obstacles, because we don't need obstacles. And what I'm seeing is Ginger saying this, you know, this is your soulmate that's waiting for you, Kat.
Mm,
okay?
Good. I thought the other one was. I mean, we had some kind of weird.
No, you're going to have the love that you truly deserve. You really are. And you've got to believe that.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And,
mm-hmm.
and Ginger is saying, you know, that, you know, a new love is coming your way. It's going to be a beautiful, meaningful, amazing, you know, relationship. And she's saying just, you know, now's your time to just, you know, get your heart ready to receive the love that you truly deserve.
Yeah.
Okay? Okay, you're
mm-hmm.
you're going to have all the stuff that you want, okay? And she's
yeah.
just showing me, like, all these little hearts, and she's saying, Mom, there is a new love, you know, and it's
mm-hmm.
coming. Got to get ready. And I truly believe, you know? Okay, so I want to... ask Barbara to come in and maybe have Archangel Michael join her, work on your chakras
okay.
a little bit, and, you know, all the other good stuff as well. Okay, Kat?
Okay, thank you.
God bless you, hon. Barbara?
Hey, Kat. We are going to do some Dear Innate statements, so just repeat
okay.
after me.
Okay. Hello?
Barbara, are you there?
Uh-oh. Retrograde.
Yeah. We wish Mercury would be a little more Freddy and a little bit more yeah, Mercury.
I had a lot of interesting happens lately.
It's been
yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, Barbara,
yeah.
you're back.
Okay.
Good.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I release the verbiage of poverty.
Dear Innate, I release the burden of poverty.
Dear Innate, I release the beliefs in poverty.
Dear Innate, I release the belief in poverty.
Dear Innate, I release the identity in poverty.
Dear Innate, I release the identity in poverty.
Dear innate, I release separation.
Dear innate, I release separation.
Dear innate, I accept unity.
Dear innate, accept unity.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to love and to be loved.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to be loved and be loved.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go now.
Dear innate, I let go now.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, how does that feel?
Yeah, better.
One of the things that you need to recognize is that your belief in poverty isn't just about money. It's also mm-hmm. about love, relationships, everything in your life. If you have a belief in poverty, then you do not welcome abundance. You always push it away. So make sure that you are letting go of poverty, letting go of thoughts of poverty. If you have thoughts about, oh, no one will ever love me, that's a thought in poverty. And when something like that happens, you simply say, dear Nate, I let go. Because you don't need beliefs. Okay, that's all they're telling me right now. Let's see if Archangel Michael wants to say anything. Oh, he says he'll pour his wonderful chakra cleaner through you. You're okay with that?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay. All right, he's pouring it through you and anyone else who's asking for it. Ooh, it's making my head spin. Okay, and I'm hearing the song, I Will Survive.
Yeah.
So you might want to listen to that song a few times and dance along with it and just let that energy.
Okay. I will.
All right, let's see. Is there anything else we want to tell you? They're just saying you can do this. You can do this. You can do this. You are powerful.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
So decide what it is you want to create in your life and get busy creating it.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
You are welcome. Okay. We're going to move on to our next caller. And that caller is from area code 503. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Well,
it's Dara.
Where are you? Yeah, I know. Are you in Australia or are you in the U.S.?
Oh, my goodness. Well, the borders are still closed. He's pretty down about that. And, yeah. big turns this last month. I wish it included a ring, but... Yeah, he's going to Alaska now.
Alaska?
So, yeah. Well, so what part of what happened is you know, he's been unemployed for 5 months, and this is not a man that this kind of thing sits well with. So instead of doing nothing, he's been trading on the stock market and crypto, and crypto kind of crashed, and all of the gains that he'd had really evaporated, and it kind of freaked him out. And in addition to that, he just needs to do something. Like, he's just really, he's been losing hope about even being able to get to Australia. So his friend had a really great opportunity. It's like lifelong friend, like grew up with this person friend. And the opportunity was he wanted him to come up there home to Alaska, which is where he grew up, and learn how to do commercial real estate photography, which is really, it's an interest of his. So it was just a very quick pivot, and we talked about it. And I can't not double negative, but I can't not support him because he's really unhappy being here and unemployed, and he's convinced in his own mind there's just no jobs, which is not true, but as far as jobs that are applicable to his skill level, and not like $15 an hour in a restaurant or something, you know. Anyways, so I don't know. I don't want to give you too much story, but he's set to leave. He's been with us for a couple of days, and he's set to leave Wednesday morning. And this morning we were just talking about vacations because I'm trying to pivot as quickly as I can. I got someone to cover my office tomorrow, so at least I'd have 4 days with him. But now, you know, the vacation we had planned, the one vacation we planned this summer for a week off, now he's saying, well, it's too soon. I'll only be there for 2 weeks. And then he left and went to the store, and that was over an hour ago. So I'm just, you know, it seems like every time there's a plan that's not his plan that comes up, or I ask him to really consider what's important to me as well, it just, he needs a lot of time and space, and he usually comes around, and we usually end up spending the time together, but he's just, I know he's not energy rich right now, but he's trying to show up. I just, and my girlfriend's texting me. Yeah, she says that I'm not being prioritized right now, and that's often how it feels for me. Is and that's really frustrating and hurtful because I prioritize my relationship and I even over my business, and I will try to move mountains in order to, you know, spend time together. And it's frustrating for me that it often feels like I'm the one putting in the effort in that regard. And I know he does to some degree, but it just doesn't feel equal in that regard right now. It's frustrating. I want to feel like I'm high priority because this is a man I want to marry.
You realize that part of his way of dealing with things is he actually believes that he's not good enough for you. He needs to keep you at a distance, even though he doesn't want to. He wants you to be close. But just in case you find somebody better, he's leaving you an opening.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Well, yeah, I can agree with what you're saying.
I hear you, and I think, you know, it's just so frustrating because I'm ready for him to be all in, and it just, you know, it's, you know, I understand that it's hard for him to be all in when he's as low as he's emotionally probably been ever. I mean, this has really been a low point for him, and I get that, and it's hard to, you know, but damn it, like, it's been almost 2 years, and I'm just like, oh, like, I'm ready for the universe to align things to where we can be together, and be in the same household together. And if he's going up for Alaska for, you know, 2 or 3 or 4 months, and then hopefully, if it's meant to be, to Australia, then that's going to be another several months before I can get there. So it just, for me, it's elongating the period of time that we're apart, and it emotionally feels unnecessary to step, but also there's also a knowing that I get that he needs to do this. So,
yeah, because you can't change him. You already know that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what DC is getting. I wasn't supposed to be talking during this part.
You can talk whenever you'd like, Barbara. Same with me. Well, DC is just listening, and Ginger has been sitting, and she and Joan Rivers have been analyzing everything, Dawn, okay? And what they have for you is, you know what, the relationship sort of, you know, it just took a couple of steps backwards, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But things, you know, they can work out for you, and, you know, you've just got to, you know, you've got to realize this in the interim, you know. And like Barbara said, you know, it's his uncertainty, him not feeling good enough. And I do get that he's got, like, a little bit of an unpredictable side, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he likes, you know, he likes that kind of, you know, he likes that kind of thing to just, you know, go, like, in a different direction. But I'm getting, you know, that he... It's him. He's just like he doesn't feel, you know, like he has to be the one that, you know, supports you and
mm-hmm.
you know, and like you said, he can't get a job for like $10 an hour, okay?
No, I mean, he's got too many bills and student loans, and I mean, he's got to make his friend, the job he's getting is $1,000 a week, so that actually works, it pencils out for him, you know. It's fine, and it actually expands his skill set. He says it's complementary somehow to his life as a professor, but it also would give him another skill set to where, you know, the academic world hasn't exactly been thriving through the whole pandemic, and it would give him another skill set in regards to real estate photography that gets him out in the field and away from a computer for 8 hours a day, which he hates. You know, it'd be good for his spirit. So I get for those.
I mean, he's got a lot of fear within. You know, I could mm-hmm. feel it. You know, but he sees, you know, what is there between the two of you. Okay.
Yeah.
And he you know he is getting more and more positive. And, you know, with you there, he's able to overcome, like, there's different obstacles for him, you know. So you've got to hang in there. And Ginger's saying, you know what, just hang in there. And don't be surprised if things, you know, turn around and they get, like, really exciting for you, okay?
Okay.
But I get, when he, you know, makes a decision, he just makes it really fast and... Mm-hmm. And it's just part of his nature, you know?
He told me that 2 years ago, that when he's really in, like, he can actually move quickly. But then, you know, when but I see both sides of it. And he says he's basically prolonged leaving for months, you know, in part because he's been able to getting the unemployment, and he didn't want to leave Taylor and I. But he just feels like it's just gone absolutely nowhere, him being able to get employment in Oregon. So.
Right. And I just feel like in his head,
you know, like where you're saying he wants to move. He just feels like nothing's going to work out unless he moves there, you know?
Mm.
You know, it's like I could see, like, you know, like his head, what's in there, and... But I don't feel like all is lost or anything. I really don't, you know? You know, so Ginger's saying, you know, he's very, you know, he's charming, he's romantic, he's intelligent, you know, and he's got all the, you know, the qualities you're looking for, you know? He's just, he said his, like, way his mindset, you know, and he's just got to do what he's got to do, or he can't be in a relationship with anybody because he's got to be, you know, at that, well, you know, like, in the right job and at the right place and all of that. But I do feel like there's, you know, things are, you know, they are going to work out for you, you know, but you've got to just be, you know, a little bit more patient, you know. Just try to stay positive, you know. And I'm just getting, like, this is a crazy time for you, and I feel like you're going to call back and you're going to say, you know what, we made it through, and thank goodness, you know, that, you know, we did, you know, we really, you know, we were able to do it together, and, you know, it is good, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's doubt just, you know, like, slips away from him then, you know, so...
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just kidding.
Well,
for now, like, it's a hell of a ride, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I'm getting the happily ever after feeling and everything, but like in the interim, it's like you're on the roller coaster of life, you know.
Yeah.
So if you like amusement parks, you're going to have a good time, you know.
God.
But I do get, like, stay optimistic, you know, that he is, you know, a very loving, you know, person and everything. But he does things, you know, he thinks about his needs to be the person that he has to be for himself and then for you and, you know, and, you know, the family and everything, you know. He's trying to create that solid foundation.
Yeah.
And I understand the energy, you know, I understand the energy and I understand exactly where he's coming from, because if he can't be that specific person to, you know, for himself, he can't be, you know, he can't be anything for anybody else. I mean, I understand the energy completely.
Yeah.
But in the interim, like, you've got to get rid of, you know, like with some Dear and Age statements and things. Ginger's showing me, she's saying, look at Dawn, Mom. It looks like she put her finger in a light socket. Your energy is like you just got electrocuted, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's so much, there's like uneasiness, there's stress, you know, and you're anticipating like what the hell is going on and everything, you know? But instead of being nervous, Dawn, you know, that nervousness is very, very closely, you know, like, closely, almost the same feeling as being excited. So instead of being nervous, turn it to excitement, and then that turns to optimism, and that helps you to get in the right, you know, to the right frame of mind and mode. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm getting like miracles and everything, that, you know, things are going to change around, you know, for you, but your mindset as well, like, we're going to have Barbara, like, work on you too, okay? Because I think that's going to be a biggie for you to let go of the fear of everything, okay?
Yeah.
But just, you know, Ginger's saying, buckle up, Buttercup. You're going to go for a hell of a ride, you know? It is Mercury retrograde, the biggest one of the year. So, you know, think about the biggest roller coaster that you never wanted to go on, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, we've had a couple, 3 days together now, and we had one, probably the worst night we've ever had. We never argue, right? And then
we had a really lovely time.
And then
his insecurities of not feeling good enough.
Okay.
And as I said, I understand that energy, you know. I know that energy. And it's going to be fine. But I understand, like, he just, you know, he flips the switch on and then he's made a decision, you know?
Yeah.
But I like I said, Ginger's saying, you know, she feels that it will, you know, work out. And She's saying expect to have this beautiful, fulfilling, you know, relationship. So
okay.
Just visualize happiness, okay? And happily
okay.
ever after, Dawn. And I'm going to turn
okay.
you over to Barbara, and thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for being here.
Oh, God bless. It's a pleasure to connect. Take care, Dawn.
Okay.
Okay, now it's my turn. Okay. One of the things that I keep hearing is that he wants to be able to give you the world. Because he feels that's what you deserve. Because you're such an amazing, wonderful woman. Okay. Frankly, you throw him for a loop. I mean, he's never been with anyone like you, someone who actually accepts him as he is, instead of trying to change him into what you think he should be. And he's not really sure how to deal with that. He likes it, but he's not really sure how to deal with that. You just, you boggle his mind sometimes, dear. Okay, so we're going to do some clearing work on you. And the goddess Ast is going to talk with you while she is working on you. Okay, so here we go. First of all, you just need to let go. You need to let go, let go, let go, let go. You know it's all going to work out fine. You know that in your heart. You've always known that. It feels like for so long you've been waiting for him to wake up to what you already know. And in some ways that's true. He has this perception of himself and what his life is supposed to be like and what he's supposed to do and how he's supposed to be there for you. How he is supposed to be the man and make sure that you have everything you could possibly want so that you wouldn't have to do anything more complicated than sit on the couch and eat bonbons. That's what he expects himself to be. But you see, that's not the way life is flowing for him now. Even though he is this incredible man and he has all of this amazing potential, he's not seeing it in reality. He's not seeing the opportunities that allow him to step up and be the man. But that's not what you need, and it's not what he needs. You are delighted to have someone who loves you and adores you. And he does, just like you love and adore him. And you want to build something together, not expect him to carry the weight and you just sit on the couch. You want to build a real relationship where you are equal partners, where you know that you are supported no matter what the situations in life are. And he has yet to come to that realization. He's still looking for himself. But he should be through this part of his own evolution soon, very soon. So don't give up. We still see you sitting on the beach in Australia, ready to bring forth a new life, being happy, filled with joy. And that is still a possibility for you. So don't give up. Don't give up. Support him. But let him have the space to be himself. And don't think about, you know, if he moves to Alaska, then he's not going to be there for you and you're going to miss him and it's going to be horrible. No, don't think that way at all. Instead, see it as an opportunity for him to find what he's looking for so that he can realize what he already has, which is exactly mm-hmm. what he's looking for. Things are going to work out beautifully for you. So just let go. Let go. Let go. Okay. Woo. How do you feel?
More relaxed.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. More reassured. And it feels right on.
Yeah. This is just a step in his evolution. But don't worry. He really does love you. And you really do blow his mind.
Yes.
And you will now have a reason to go and visit Alaska, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, they're showing you that this is all going to work out, so don't worry. Just be you.
He's texting me right now saying, be back in less than 15 minutes. Isn't that funny?
Perfect timing.
I know, right? He's been gone like 2 hours.
You know what's interesting? It was like he was walking around with a blindfold on, and finally it fell off. So he's on his way home, you know?
Funny. Yeah. Well, these little... He has to go like inside himself to kind of find his calm and his place.
Yeah, I mean, he's putting all these, you know, beliefs and restrictions, you know, like within him, you know.
Mhm. Yeah, we're opposite. I go out. He goes in.
Yeah.
He needs recharge time and quiet time. And I mean, I need some of those things too, but I need it in a different way. I actually recharge a little bit more with loving people in my life rather than,
right,
just, you know, I mean.
Well, he's going to come to the, you know, to the conclusion that we're, you know, we're in this together, and he'll want to do that with you, hon, you know?
Okay.
So I'll just allow him and invite him into that beautiful space, you know, of that love, and he'll be there.
Okay. hey, DC, I'm just getting, should I ask if you had any intuitive, when I get nervous and my stomach really hurts, do you have any intuition about, other than just using my own tools that haven't entirely been working? Like maybe essential
I'm
oil.
Sure, even in the work you do, you know how to do things to calm down and everything, Dawn, you know?
I do.
You know, and just use those, you know, use those beautiful tools, you know?
Yeah.
And Ginger's saying, you know, relationships aren't all, you know, roses and sunshine, Dawn, you know? So you know that. And you've just got to, you know, are you taking really good care of yourself? You know, are you, like, really, you know, like, your body, giving yourself these special, I don't know, like, either a salt bath, a massage, like, something? Are you doing, like, little nice things for you?
You know, I've actually been getting massages, and I have upped my spinal care. Sometimes I cancel the spinal care because it's a six-hour round trip for me to do that.
Yeah, that's a lot,
It turns into a day and a half. So,
oh my goodness,
I don't want to like miss the time with him if he's going to be here. And so sometimes I've canceled that way, but now I'm not going to have the same excuse to do that. But when I've done that, then I've usually gotten a massage or something more locally that I don't have to travel 6 hours for. So I feel like I've been doing a lot of self-care things, but I could do a lot more of the just giving myself the gift of 15 minutes of just sitting and being still.
Yeah, or even
meditating.
I'm thinking about like meditating, put on like a nice meditation and just allow your whole body to relax.
Mm-hmm. That's the kind of
thing within your body. It's like Ginger's saying, let it come back down the spine now, Dawn. It's all the way up. Let it come back down. And that's what I was like, wow, like the energy like in your body is like vibrating, you know? And it's almost like you're hooked up to something electrical. But you've got to, you know, you've got to allow yourself to relax and just, you know, let go of it all, you know?
Okay.
What do you take, like, just, you know, do you take any kind of supplements just, you know, to, like, ashwagandha or anything like that to just calm the whole body?
Not specifically. I have been taking, like, vitamin D and B vitamins and amino acids. Nothing real strange.
even, like, B vitamins, like a B complex or something?
Yeah, I take those. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I just feel like I said, I could feel your energy was, like, it felt like, you know, like you were hooked up to something. You were just vibrating, you know? And you've got to let go of all of that, you know, just let go of it all. But I felt it. How's your stomach? Are you having any digestive issues?
Well, it's just when I feel nervous.
Right.
Like when that first told me, then it's like it feels like there's a hole in my stomach sometimes. And sometimes when I've gotten just really emotionally upset, then my stomach hurts.
Well, there's a mind-body connection. You know that, you know?
Yeah, it's not like, I don't think I have an ulcer or anything weird physically. I think it's just I physically feel it when my emotions go on overload.
Right, and then you think about things and you have like an inner restlessness, and it does affect your body, like physically and mentally. You know, so you've got to take, you know, you just got to calm the mind down and let go of all of that, you know?
Yeah.
All is well.
I'm hearing my friend right now. I'm not reading her text, but I'm hearing, I should listen to that. She's got this great, it's like an ohm sort of I forget what it's called, but it's a bone. It just plays frequencies. I should totally do that.
Yeah, that you know, that will be really wonderful because, you know, everybody goes through certain times where, you know, that we do, you know, we get like revved up there, like emotionally, mentally, you know, that's just part of us, you know, taking this human journey, you know, but you've got to know how to just, you know, shut that off and rest and rejuvenate and then recover and get back into, you know, the proper balance, mind, body, and spirit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't feel like it's anything. I just, like I said, you've got a lot of nervous energy.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to, you know, like, I think meditation is wonderful. But, I mean, if you get, like, really, like, you know, ashwagandha is just like a natural herb. I don't know, you could read up on it and everything, you know, but it does help relax. You know, if B vitamins don't have it.
He has it.
Because Ginger's saying, girlfriend, if it doesn't work, you need a new strategy, you know, to help that body relax.
Exactly.
But you know what, here, just I'm going to put Barbara back on for a second and just give you a couple dear Nate statements to release all that you're holding on to. You don't have to hold on to it.
Okay.
Okay, Barbara?
Well, I'm just getting one statement. They say this one statement should take care of it, and you just say, dear Nate, I let go. Because
dear Nate,
that's what you need to do. Just need to let it go. Wonderful.
Yes. Thank you both so much.
You are so welcome. And
yeah.
You call back every now and then and let us know what part of the world you're in.
Oh, thank you. Hey, you know, one final really good news piece. Remember 2.5 years ago when we had the session and you said good things were going to happen. And at that point, I was trying to raise money to get to finish the building.
Uh-huh.
And the person that was the local person literally within an hour of the call came up to me in the post office and he offered me $30,000, right, as a private loan at 0.25%. And I just paid that off.
Yay!
Amazing. That's yes.
So there's my good piece of news. Unrelated, but nevertheless, a success story.
Well, good. And see, that turned out fine. So this is going to turn out even better.
Awesome.
Yes.
Thank you both so much.
Oh, we love you.
We love you too.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. All righty. Okay, we are going to go to the next caller. Can't just sit here and do nothing. And the next caller is, I think this is Michelle. Let's see if it's her.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Yuki.
Hi, honey. How's it going?
I was really bad today, and I was down on my knees a few times doing these deer and eights, and I literally was on my knees doing it, and I put an indentation in my forehead, and it won't go away. There's like a dent in my forehead, and I don't know if something, like, and my legs are numb now. I don't know what's going on physically, but there's a lot of stuff.
Probably pressed down a couple nerves. It'll eventually go back to normal, you know?
This whole stuff is really bad. Like, I don't know what's going on. Like, I have an appointment with Barbara tomorrow for whatever.
Good.
But I'm just, the panic attacks got better, and then the girl called me on the phone, and I went back into getting the whole shaking, tremoring out thing. I don't know if it's I think my brain makes me tremor out. I don't know. That's been happening along with the panic attacks, but.
Well, you know, when you get in that state, try to remember something like a nice, beautiful memory and take your mind off of, you know, what you're holding on to. Okay.
I'm doing the deer knees like crazy, and I'm down on my knees doing them with meditation music, and I was doing them so hard that I saw images of myself.
Well, you don't have to do them that hard. All you have to say is deer knee, I release, you know?
Well, I would say them all different ways. I surrender, I release, I let go, all different ways, all different things, and I was, you know, and then I had my hands praying on my knees and down on the ground. That's when I put the dent in my head, and when I hit
my head.
Yeah,
you're too overdoing everything, honey. You really don't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, maybe.
You've got to let go of all of that and just, you know, breathe, you know? And, you know, while you're falling asleep, Barbara will say, you know, you could just keep saying, dear Nate, I release. Just say it over and over again. As you're falling to sleep, you could invite the angels in as well. Okay, to help you, but you don't. It's not to the point where you're saying it and you get yourself in that state, Michelle. That's not good.
Was trying to so hard to get that. The only thing, honestly, that worked to get the panic attacks away the first time, and I thought I had it nailed, and they came back stronger because that girl keeps bothering me.
Well, the angels are with. They're with you, and you know, just call upon the angels as well. And they're saying, Michelle, you have all the tools necessary to help you emotionally and mentally. Okay, and you know, use beautiful dear Nate statements and count, you know, and just call upon your angels, and you know, use some breathing, and like I said, find a meditation to quiet your mind down.
And I've been doing them nonstop. I've been doing this stuff for nonstop for days now. Just because I can't stand the panic attacks so bad, like I can't take them, and they're coming, like they're
connected. You're going to be connecting with your doctor soon. In regard to the panic attack?
He said my blood work was fine, but my D is low. My iron is, like, almost non-existent. And so my D is very low too. And that's the only test I got back. But he said they didn't need to talk to me until August. So it's a $200 visit.
Your
on the
thyroid,
phone.
Huh?
Yeah, that's he's like out of pocket, like $275 for, like, he doesn't not take insurance. So kind of have to wait on that.
Yeah, so. I mean, if there's anything like out of alignment, it, you know, I'm like you said, there's a couple of things. You've just got to, you know, use what you're supposed to take, you know, and you know, let them build up. Do you take like a B complex?
You know, when I was packing, I threw all that stuff in the garbage because I couldn't fit it. I threw all my vitamins except the two-a-day vitamins. I threw them all in the garbage. I had to make room for stuff. I did.
Yeah.
I don't have them. Yeah. My veins are bulging. My veins are all bulging.
Yeah, I mean, it is off, you know. And
okay. Like when you said at least plugged into an electrical socket, that's what I feel like I am. Same thing.
Yeah.
Like wired. Like I'm wired and shaking. My hands are tremoring all the time, and now my whole body's tremoring, and my legs are numb. Like my legs are numb from my waist down almost, and then I have this pain in my right side. It's all the right side, everything, and then the dents in my forehead. I don't know. And the veins are bulging everywhere.
You know, it starts, like I said, it starts. You're mentally thinking about things, and then it's affecting you. You know, affecting you physically, Michelle.
This
you
never
know?
Happened like this. Not this ever. Not ever this bad. This
and you've
got to
watch, like I said. You know, you know. I'm glad you're connecting with Barbara tomorrow.
Yeah.
And if you're still not getting rid of it, you may have to go to another doctor even. You know, but just be open to allow. You know, just be open to allowing. You know, your session with Barbara. Be open and willing to release it, because there's a lot of rest. There's a lot of anxiousness there, okay?
Yeah.
If you hold on to all that energy, it is going to keep manifesting physically.
I keep trying my best to not do this, but it's still happening.
No, I understand, I know you are. You're trying. But just, you know, tonight, just, you know, dear Nate, I release. And, you know, say it, and then just put on some, just like a, I would say like a, you know, the healing, the music with the healing HRZ, the Hertz or whatever, like put on that
I do the Theta meditations, but.
Yeah, I mean, try a couple different ones. Maybe, you know, after a couple you'll find the right one, okay?
Yeah.
But I do feel like, you know, things are going to get better for you.
I hope so.
I don't feel like it's going to stay there forever. I do feel, you know, that things are getting better. Okay, and I think, you know, connecting with Barbara is a great start to really help you, but you've got to believe, okay? And I do feel like I see most of your blood work, it looks really good. It didn't, you know, it does look really good, you know? But I'm getting, you know, you got to try to stay calm. There's a lot of anxiety, okay? And it's getting overwhelmed, and are you doing any kind of deep breathing?
I do it with the deer and eights. I try to do breathing in and then breathing it out.
Deep breathing with the deer and eights, I wouldn't do. That's, you have to do it, you know, like just like concentrating on your breathing. You could look it up and find one with just breathing, not with the deer and eights, okay?
Okay.
Because you're holding on to so much tension. It's really bad.
Well, I know my body. I can't feel my legs right now.
Yeah, no,
My side.
Are you starting to eat a little bit better?
I'm trying to force myself to eat more meals.
No, do not force yourself. Just little bits, a little bit more often. But the thing is, do not force yourself.
Well,
okay?
I have been eating more than I used to. I'm only eating one meal a day. Now I'm having more than that.
Try to get a little exercise. You know, getting like, it's just like, this has like all been building up. You know what I'm saying?
It's bad. It's very bad.
Yeah, it is, you know?
Yeah.
But I feel like tomorrow's going to be a really good day for you, and you've got to welcome it. You've got to be open to it. It's going to be absolutely wonderful, hon. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, be
be willing to let go of the stress and the doubt and, you know, all of that stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it will. Mm-hmm. You're going to feel a lot better. So I really feel like tomorrow's session is going to be really helpful for you. I really do. I think it's going to be amazing. Okay? Mm-hmm. So tonight, just find some, you know, like the healing, you know, meditations and everything.
It kind of helps stop me from sleeping when I play them. I don't know why, but it does.
Yeah, like, well, that's what I would put. They have ones that, like, last the whole entire night, you know?
When I do
them,
I'm
getting, like, do you have, like, any kind of, like, chamomile tea or some kind of teas that
no,
would help?
If I do, it's packed. I don't know where anything is. They have to go through boxes because I'm leaving in 3 weeks now, so.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, the anxiety of just the buildup of waiting for it to happen is just making me more nuts.
Well, sure it is. It's, you know, the fear of the unknown, you know.
Yeah.
But you've got mm-hmm. You've got to do something to get rid of the stress. You can't go on like this for 3 more weeks.
No, I can. I'm really bottoming out. Like, it's bad.
Yeah. All right. Well, just relax and breathe. And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. She's going to do a little bit on you today, and then you're going to have a beautiful session, hon. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
God bless, hon.
Thank you.
Okay, Michelle. They're giving me 3 dear innate statements. So repeat after me. Dear innate, I release the need to suffer.
Dear innate, I release the need to suffer.
Dear innate, I release the need to struggle.
Dear innate, I release the need to struggle.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
And what they're saying about your dear innate statements is they'd like for you to say them for 5 to 10 minutes.
I've been saying them for hours.
No, they don't want you to say them for hours. They want you to say them for 5 to 10 minutes and let yourself truly let go.
Okay.
That's why they wanted you to do the suffering and the struggling, because right mm-hmm. now you believe that you are supposed to suffer and struggle. And that's why
right.
even
mm-hmm.
saying the dear innate statements has become so, I can't put a word to this energy, but it doesn't feel good. And it should feel good because you are doing something for you. You are giving yourself permission to have a better life. And that should feel good.
Yeah.
So say them for 5 to 10 minutes and then let it go. And when you let it go, really let it go.
I'm working on it.
Don't work on it. Just let it go. It's not hard.
I know it's easy to say that, but I really...
It's not difficult. Yeah. That's all part of that suffering, struggling crap. Just let it go.
I wish I knew how to do that. I thought saying it was going to make it happen, but...
You have some beliefs that are getting in the way of what you are mm-hmm. saying.
Yeah.
And that's not a big thing. Just, you know... Give yourself permission to stop suffering and to stop struggling. When I do a dear innate statement, the first time I say it, I can feel it working.
Mm.
So it's not something that I have to sit and do for a long time. I don't even know if I even do it for like 5 minutes, because it just, the second I start saying it, it instantly... I can feel myself letting go.
Mm-hmm.
So let it work quickly and easily.
Mm-hmm.
So do the suffering and struggling and dear innate, I let go.
Okay.
5 to 10 minutes. Put yourself in a comfortable position. You do not have to kneel. You do not have to do anything that's uncomfortable. You can lie down on the bed, relax, and say it.
I was in panic attack mode, so I get down on my knees and like in a prayer mode. So, because they've been, I mean, they're not so bad right now, but my legs are numb. I don't know how to fix why my legs are numb. I can't really feel them too well.
I think that as you are letting go, it'll bring the flow back to your body.
Yeah.
It feels like right now you have barricades in your body, and they're blocking your flow. You have barricades that you have created inside of your own body. So when you let go of the suffering and the struggling and you're just letting go, that will dissolve.
Okay.
So don't worry about it. Don't worry about anything.
Okay.
And it is going to get better. It really is.
Okay. I hope so.
It is.
Can take much more of this.
Well, just do the Dhiranate. You know, I release the need to suffer. I release the need to struggle. I let go. Do those three for short periods of time. Do you take bubble baths?
I've been doing Epsom salts every now and then. Yeah.
Okay, well, take an Epsom salt bath. They're showing me you in a bathtub relaxing.
I try to do that, but once this bag is gone, I won't be buying another one because I'm going to be going. So I don't want to. I have to pack all this more stuff up. So.
Well, you give yourself time to, you know, just take a bath.
Yeah, I do. I mean, sometimes I don't stay in as long as I probably need to. But
okay, stop judging yourself. There is no timer on the bath, and if you do not take the bath long enough, then you might as well not have taken the bath at all. It doesn't work that way. Let that go. You've got to start living in the moment and allowing yourself to be okay in every moment.
Yeah.
But we will work on that tomorrow.
Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Then. Thank you.
You are welcome. And do
take
something relaxing, okay?
Thank you. Excuse me?
Do I'm something relaxing.
Okay, I've been trying, yeah.
And not
don't
too much
come,
caffeine.
Just do it.
It's just
are you drinking a lot of caffeine, hon?
I don't drink any caffeine, but that would be even 10 million times worse.
Okay.
No, I mean, I have, maybe it's in some chocolate shakes I've had. Maybe it's in there. I don't know. But I seem to be having attacks in the morning and the very when I wake up, and at night, the worst. And today I had a little bit of a break. After I made the appointment with Barbara, I had a break of the panic attack. But then that girl got to me again, and I started to shake after it again. So it's just throwing me right back in, and I'm trying to stay away from her, but very difficult. It was
there
right
was,
next door.
You know what? You have to worry about yourself. And
I'm trying. Like, I keep telling her, but she keeps pulling at me. So I don't know.
Okay. Well, we'll work on things tomorrow, and hopefully we'll bring you a sense of peace into your life.
Thank you.
Take care, hon. Try to have a good night.
Thanks, Stacey.
God bless.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay. And our next caller is from area code 510. Hi.
Hello there. It's Leanne.
I knew it was you.
Leanne? I know you knew. Oh, God. I'm glad I reached out to D.C. and that we did it because clearly I was supposed to let Dawn know, so I... Yeah.
Yeah, that was
so
awesome.
Anyways,
that was great.
Thank you for being there for her like that. And I knew it wasn't me who needed to be. You know what I mean? But
well,
I
thank you. I
call.
Mean, you know what? You were her little earth angel today. That was awesome.
Yeah, I just, but you know, when you know, like even these calls right now, because of everything, as you know how intense, there's an energy, so I keep putting it down because, and I'm holding, sending like love and then taking it, cutting the cord as well, because I'm like, oh, no, 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 no. Don't take it on. It's not yours. And then I got a really clear message. This is not your battle. There is no battle to fight, but still send love, but cut the cord, cut the cord.
Beautiful. That was great. That's amazing. That was absolutely beautiful.
Oh, my goodness. So thank you. So, and for me, I guess I'm just, not I guess, I am wanting to reconnect with both of you anyway. And so, again, I'm paused on Facebook. So when I do that, I'm not even tuning in other than all of a sudden, you know, we had the connection yesterday and I've been feeling it. And so I was like, all right, check it out. So, and usually even the Facebook thing, you know, it would just poke when Spirit was supposed to tell me, so it's kind of very, or meant to tell me, so it's always interesting. So anyway, so now I guess for me, I think I feel a lot lighter.
Beautiful.
I'm still trying to like get some of the other stuff. I don't think I was perfect with not letting some of this energy in, but not mine.
And that's the thing,
okay.
You know what? That's what we all have to do.
Jesus.
If you're feeling fine. I just say Archangel Michael, if it's mine, take it away.
Archangel Michael, if it's not,
if it's not mine,
take it away. There we go. That it was.
Yeah, and it works for me,
ah,
you know.
Thank you. No, that I felt it in my whole chest, and everybody just went, oh.
Yeah, yeah.
need a little help. I had to say that out loud so I could get where I was really.
Beautiful.
And it was like, oh, there's still stuff there. Whew, okay, thank you. Oh, that's, I'm writing that from it. That's easy.
Take it away. You know, Leanne, I'm glad that you called. I was getting for you that this is a time of like really amazing spiritual growth for you.
Mm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
And the angels are saying you may not realize it, but it really is. And try to find things to really inspire you, and take
mm-hmm.
advantage
mm-hmm.
of this time. I mean,
okay.
Even if it's like, you know, maybe like a little bit more meditation, looking into different
yeah.
things that interest you, they're saying
yep.
it's going to be beneficial. It's going to be really good, okay?
That's actually, that's where the flow's been leading me, so there, that's a nice affirmation.
Yeah, this
and
is a, I'm getting
the
like creative
to just kind
things.
Of stay into it.
Is
yeah.
there also
okay,
like
cool.
a new business you've been thinking about?
I think I've just been so open to pieces of, I know I don't want, here's the thing. I know it's not traditional world that I do whatever I'm here to do, but, so to answer the question, I wouldn't say business per se, but going
okay.
on, you know, the purpose. So it still fits though, it's just not traditional. So that's all I'm saying. So nonprofit, how will that unfold?
But you know,
and
I feel like the journey that you're going on, like you're to this path though. And I
yeah.
feel like there's kind of, it's still going to be profitable is what I'm getting, you know?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's what, it's like, well, there's part of it, the nonprofit, which I haven't been thinking about that recently, but I'll say it out loud because we could put it in the field. I do see some type of nonprofit that I'll do that'll be like, you know, giving back. And then, of course, with, you know, the whole creative piece, that has a whole lot of parts to it that just let them unfold.
Yeah.
So we know there's the one book, but I know that there's obviously there's more than that. And the speaking, whatever that opens me up to be of service for myself
yeah.
and my own healing, my own accepting, acknowledging the gifts that are given me so I can share them. That's where this whole.
Beautiful, yes. And any kind of support.
Is showing me.
Ginger saying
you know,
any,
it's not
any,
all
any,
written.
Yes, and any kind
say
of support
again.
You are needing along the way, Ginger is saying, Leanne, it is always available to you, you know.
Yes,
so you'll always
yes.
have
and
what is needed, you know.
Therapist. It's funny. There's a spiritual therapist. I'd call him in that. But he's a prayer practitioner, basically, through Agape. It turns out he's connected with Michael Beckwith and one of the founding
uh-huh.
members. And I said, oh, yeah, that's a real accident, right? That's who,
yeah.
through the
oh,
classes
yeah.
and things, and all of a sudden that's who I was guided. And I was like, you know, it's kind of like you guys aren't an accident. It's the same thing. So I've been willing to be in that space and there's no, you know, plan like for what I'm going to say. It just, whatever comes through. And so it's a very, it's been an in sync, in tune kind of thing and also very direct, which I appreciate, but at the same time, seeing me and holding, seeing me if I forget to see me, you know,
uh-huh.
and it's,
Yeah, so I've been willing to do that, which has been another opening and an expansion when you're talking about the spiritual work, because I also see all of our life, I think life itself is spiritual. It's all spiritual. I don't see anything separate from it other than, you know, intention and, you know what I mean, and practicing and really just being and listening and tapping in. And like you said, when I need the support, and that's the part, I'm human. So guess what? I'm going to need some support. And
oh, definitely, yes.
I'm much
so
better at it now.
Yes. Yeah, because she's got a lot going on up there. My goodness, you know, there's a lot, you know. But I'm getting, you know, it's almost like, you know, she showed me like you're trying on all these outfits, and I'm saying, what are you trying to show me? She said, no, they're not physical clothing. It's like it's sort of almost like spiritual clothing. You know what I'm saying? So you're trying on all these different, you know, spiritual approaches and to find what works
but
for you.
Really
it's
simple.
Metaphorical.
Yeah, and that's what I, for me, you were echoing it earlier, and I was the friend Dawn was talking about, the which I was laughing when she kept calling me friend and not naming me. I was like, this is interesting. But the divine surrender, there's a, it found me. It's an insight timer thing, but I didn't even know that. And it's actually like an Afghani meditation guy that comes on, so he's, you know, speaking another dialect initially and language, and it's absolutely like it breaks through, you know, but it's so gentle but yet so powerful to, you know, really go within and, you know, connect. Just it's just inside out. And and I've used it when I've not been able to sleep and things like that, if I couldn't calm myself in my sitting meditation or, you know, my own other tools.
Yeah.
And so I resent it to her, and she got it. So, but I was reminded when I'm saying this now is that, like, that's something that I need to remember that I have in my arsenal, that it's one of them. Maybe it's not my everyday, but it absolutely helps, you know, while being on the call, letting you just kind of, you know, just choosing to.
But I just
out.
Saying that you're ready to just, like, almost take a leap forward spiritually, because it's just, like, so many different things are coming together, and you're just ready to go forward.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
all of this, like, the culmination of everything
like
that you've
now.
Been doing, you're going to take that beautiful spiritual leap forward, and it's going to bring about, you know, growth and opportunities and blessings as well, Leanne.
Thank you.
So it's going to be really, really beautiful.
It feels like that, because, you know, the whole connections, like divine connections or whatever shows up, human or otherwise, right, resources,
huh?
All of it's all, there's, I don't have that feeling, which is a wonderful thing, to not have the feeling that I've had in the past of, you know, where the rug, it does feel like, it looks like, it sounds like, the rug was pulled out from under me, right, how many times over and starting over, we talked about that, and now it's interesting, the shift is just like, I've had a long enough, it hasn't been that long, but yet it feels like a long enough period right now that now, like, the evidence for my body to catch up with my mind, I released most of the medications now. I wasn't on very much anyway, but I actually had another hit, and my stomach was being weird, and I was like, and I really couldn't get clear. And then I thought, you know, you are clear, just take your time. It's okay. It'll all be in the timing. So I trusted, and then after about 3-4 months, I wrote, basically, I reached for help. I wrote to the lady in Dr. Castells at Harvard, because I know that she believes in lifestyle and the whole lifestyle shift and holistic, even though she's a, you know, Western medicine person, right? I knew she understood me and all the things I'd done to shift my life. And
yeah.
Said it was on the more holistic, and she didn't, you know, doesn't see it as airy-fairy. She sees, you know, she's one of those few, right? She doesn't call it medicine, but at the same time, it's medicine. So it's really neat that she's always there, just an email away. And so I wrote her and said, you know, this is what I'd like to do. And it was something that I had wanted. It's a nutraceutical that is just 3 flavonoids, right? And they're just really clean, but they take the place of one of these drugs. That's something I just knew I didn't have to keep putting in me, even though you poop it out and pee it out. I just knew that it wasn't, I didn't need it. And I don't think it was, I think it was, I'd done it long enough and it served its purpose and I could say thank you, but I didn't need to keep doing it. So she showed me how to do what I needed to do over about an 8-week period. I listened to my intuition, so it was over 10 weeks of how I got off of it. And then I began the new one, and then I also released the second one. that actually works with stomach acid, which is just, it's off use why they prescribe it for, you know, the dis-ease, you know, that the label is with me that I've had.
Uh-huh.
And so for me, that was another thing. It was like, that was just plain logic and spirit coming, you know, it's like, wait a minute, that obviously is going to have an impact. So I had wrote her in that same email, she wrote me back and said, oh, by the way, when you start the other one, you can stop that too. So I'm on one thing, which I feel okay about, and it's compounded, no dyes, no fillers, and it's such a small amount that I'm fine right now because I feel like that's okay. But that's it, and then I'm doing this, and then I'm on a really slow titration up to like 6 capsules a day. But there, again, there's no drug. It's like you were talking about ashwagandha, it's the same kind of thing. It's things that are in food. And this researcher, I knew it 7 years ago. I had wanted to go this route. That's how, and I bought a bottle. It was the irony. By the way, it's only $39. So that's the other thing. The other medicine I'm telling you is $4,000 and a month. And anyway, the irony was it expired last May. So I had held on to it like as a, I just held it. I knew it wasn't time, but I had always seen it for myself. And I threw it away. And so for me to then write her back, and it was like within seconds, I kid you not, I mean, maybe a minute, if that, she wrote me back and, you know, was like, gave me exactly how to go about it and thought it was, you know, absolutely the best way. And then I looked up a systemic enzyme too that was clean and said, you know, I'm feeling this too. And she said, oh, you feel such a difference in your head. And I was like, okay, spirit. It needed to come through her because that's just, I needed some reassurance in this realm from the physical, you know, human. But at the same time, I had the answer. It was like asked and answered. And it was just really amazing to probably freak out, quote unquote, the medical team that I have my phone calls with every 4 months. You know, I had to tell them what I was choosing to do, and that of course, and all they asked was that I kept them updated on, you know, dosages and things like that, how I was. And the cool part is I've not felt better. I'm only on week 2 of, you know, so I'm on 2 of the 6. But honestly, it's like, it's just so clear that that's, you know, I believe this food is medicine. And I believe, like,
oh, you know, I was just saying that, and Leanne, you know, and you're lucky enough to know that, you know, we have a physical body, a mental body, and a soul body, and they're not separated. They're one, you know.
There's no separation whatsoever.
No. So that's
so it's so clear, and it's not been about restriction. That's the part I was wanting to honor with Barbara Grace, too, with me. Reminding me about, you know, you could have anything. It doesn't have to be what had been happening, right, over that period of time. And finally, it's like, that's sometimes, I guess, why I shared all this, is it's all, like, my body, it's all starting to catch up. I mean, there's still stuff. The body is never, I realize, it's like, that's the slowest part.
How was
your sleep? I'm just being really gentle.
You're getting enough of rest sleep?
Now I am. I wasn't, for the probably past 4 months, it was really weird, and then now it's like all of a sudden I'm sleeping. I really,
you know what,
sleep,
wondering, like with the fruits and vegetables, like whatever you're using, are you able to get them from your local area? They were, you know, are any of them like
from your local? Yeah, I do organic, and there's an organic farmer that I have, and actually, and I've been real careful because there's certain things
because you're getting the vibration, of the nature code in your area, you know.
Exactly, and there's some things I just can't get because of where I'm at,
Okay
with that. But which probably is where this nutraceutical it comes from, right? You know, it's coming from a high dose of really well sourced things, but only 3 things. So this guy did his work, and ironically, it works for brain and autism. And now that the years have gone by, it's the clarity that I mean, it was the first one I felt my energy rise because there's certain things I haven't been able to take. My normal, you know, things that do have some of that stuff in it. So you're right. It's like I have to be conscious of. There's a microgreen farmer, which our fridge was out. So we kept freezing things. So I had to cancel him, and now I'll start him back up this week because we just got the exchange because I was ruining my stuff. So that so I have to get that back in because that's very local, and you know the phytonutrients. And
yeah,
all of
I mean
that
it's like I said, the vibration, you know, of the produce and everything in your local area. I mean, you could actually your body tolerates you know, eating more of it from the local area, you know?
Yeah, I can tell the difference.
Yes.
In fact, I mean, like lettuce, his living lettuce versus store-bought, even if it's organic living lettuce, is not the same. There's much higher energy vibration that I feel. So, yeah, that's interesting.
Oh,
it is.
Because
I can feel it really right away.
Interesting, yeah. I think that's wonderful. Really, really good.
Work in progress, but feeling good about the and my pool. I think I talked to you guys before about that. The pool, there's a hole in my yard, and now there's steel.
Oh, goodness.
So it all came together, and the guy's name that referred me out of the blue when I'd stopped, you know, looking for, I just said I was done because nothing felt in alignment with the people. His name happened, I just got it the other day. His name happened to be Frank, my dad's name. And then everything just, like, it's become very easy. The people that have come, the two different stages that we're at right now, the workers, I've just been able to see such the quality. I mean, it's just been interesting to see the light in the people, and then treating them really well, and not, you know, thinking, oh, because you're digging holes and doing this kind of hard labor, but, you know, really honoring what they're doing and verbally thanking them. And then I set some things up. So it's been really a sweet experience and a huge, you know, financial investment, but truly more an energetic investment in myself. And then it expands out to anybody who, you know, eventually comes to visit, and the joy and the kids and all of that. So, you know, first it was me. I mean, I must tell you that was the first priority. And I'm really proud of myself, I guess, for finally really saying, you know, okay, all these resources came, what about you? Where are you in this? And, you know, it took a year and a half, but it really took 52 years to actually do something like this for myself. So this is pretty cool.
It is.
And no
really
chemical.
Cool.
It's UV. There's no chemical. And Barbara Grace, I talked about this, the natural pool. So it's not quite, it's UV, but because there were other things with the natural that weren't quite okay, but it's still very close, and no chlorine or any of the other junk. So.
Beautiful. That's
pretty cool. Yeah.
That is.
I guess it's an
You're
update
doing...
call as well. But I mean, I'll take
it. I'm very, you know, and I'm very proud of you. Definitely. Yes. Yeah, you're doing
and
you're
grateful
doing a great
for
job.
All the help along the way, because that's what, I mean, sometimes it was like quicksand, you know, or it was just nothing, you know. But knowing that wasn't true.
So it was, like I said, you know, the place that you are in today is so amazing. My goodness, I knew you, you know, from quite a while ago.
Yeah. Well, you were around when, yeah.
Yeah, it's totally amazing. And as I said,
I'm getting to know, you know, me still, because this has been, it is definitely an unfolding, and it's been kind of fun, you know. It's not been, the scaries aren't so, you know, and when the scaries come up, I can get rid of them a lot faster, you know.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Now I'm so proud of you. You're doing a wonderful, wonderful job. Just keep doing what you're doing. It's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you for the support along the way, seriously. And now, too.
And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara to see what Barbara has. Okay?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, you're welcome.
The thing I was hearing from you over and over was spiritual development. Mm.
Mm.
So it's like you're at a crossroads and deciding which way you want to go.
Mm. Okay.
Which powers do you want to embrace?
Interesting. Okay. Makes sense.
So they want you to look at your options.
Okay.
And choose the one that feels right for you.
Oh, nice.
Okay. So I have a message for you from Divine Mother.
Which one? Nana Jean or Nana Helen? Nana Helen is dad's side. Nana Jean is Irish mom's side.
No, this is the mother of the universe.
Oh, there we go. We just went there. Okay, cool. All right.
Okay.
Hello. Woo. Okay. That's all. All of our mother. All right.
Hello, my beloved.
Wow.
I am so pleased to speak with you today. You are going through such beautiful transformations in your life. You are waking up to you. You are taking back your power and making your choices. And you can see this playing out in every area of your life because you are coming into the energy of unity and letting go of all of that separation. And we are so proud of you and so happy for you. And so it is time for you to decide who it is you want to learn from next. And you know of many spiritual teachers. So you get to decide which energies fit who you are becoming.
Mm-hmm.
So be open to the opportunities that are going to be coming to you over the next several days.
Oh,
this
okay.
is an important part of your journey, and it is where you, in many ways, get out of the box, leave the box behind completely, and simply embrace who you are. And you do still have gifts and talents that you have yet to develop. And you can choose to open up to them, to allow them in your life, and to feel that transformation. We look forward to working with you. We see so much within you. And you are like a flower that is ready to bloom. And we can't wait to see your beauty as you become who you already are. We love you. Be well. Okay, that's what she wanted to say to you.
Whew, that was nice. Wow. Powerful and beautiful. Thank you so much.
And Leanne, I just said as Barbara was, the angels want you to read up on the Buddhist concept of the monkey mind and learn to silence the chatter.
Yep.
And you know, Buddha, you know, helped with meditation. Okay.
My house
and
is full of Buddhas.
Fear, anxiety,
so, yeah.
worry, negative emotions, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes if you engage with the monkeys and you know, in conversation, that also can calm them down. Okay. But fear seems to be like like a really loud monkey, you know? Especially
always,
someone that has
some
business, you know? But when you, you know, engage, you know, with conversation with that monkey along with meditation, it really does, you know, like quiet that monkey down, and each time you connect, it gets less, you know, fearful in it. And you're getting rid of all those, you know, all of those emotions, fear, anxiety, worry, any kind of negativity. And, you know, I'm getting simply, you know, you can calm your mind by focusing on your breathing and, you know, or a simple mantra. You can, you know, over time, you will quiet those monkeys, you know. They're going to become very peaceful monkeys, you know?
Nice. I could feel it. It's like it's on the precipice. It's like there. It's coming.
But it takes practice, just intention and practice.
Not
about having to, just devotional time and making it a part
of
my way.
Yes,
can
I read a little bit
living.
About, yeah, when you get a chance, just like read a little bit about Buddha, you know?
Yeah, if you saw the house, I've been collecting Buddhas for a while, and I've got, so I have plenty to read from, too. I mean, you know what I mean? I can grab, so that's really cool. That's wonderful for me to actually tap in at that level again, because it's been a while since I've actually just read, you know. So that'll
beautiful.
That fits.
Yeah, I feel like that's going to really
full
help
circle.
Go forward
full circle.
At this time.
Thank you. Wow.
Oh, you're so welcome. I think that's really wonderful. And I have to tell you, Barbara, when I connected with Leanne, I mean, that's when her grandmother, is that your Irish grandmother that had come in, Leanne?
Yes. Yep.
You were asking which grandmother. I'm like, oh, please, please just sit quietly. I've had enough for 1 week. Like, please sit quietly, you know? Because I tried to connect with Leanne, and Leanne was in bed at the time, and she asked me to give her maybe like 15 minutes to get comfortable and have a notebook and a pen ready. And
yep.
I tried,
and
you know,
that long, right?
With you, and your grandmother from the other side kept answering the phone, you know, like, and I'm like, that's the lady I was speaking with. She doesn't sound like that, you know. I'm thinking, my goodness. So then I called back, and I got her grandmother again. And then after that, I'm like, you know what? One more time, and I am so done, you know. And that's when Leanne had up, and I explained the situation. And then I said, please, you know, can you hold on for a second, Leanne? I said, and I'm going to call on my cell phone. I'm going to call your answer machine. And that's when you yourself. Yeah, you heard your grandmother. And then there was a message, and you said, oh, that was that. I think that was your uncle and stuff.
It was so
in
weird.
Regard to the you know, drinking. Collins,
yeah. It was my nanny Tom, and you picked up Tom Collins, and that's my grandmother's dad, and I never met him, my great grandfather. and there's no
talking
way that
about, like,
came full circle.
Crazy. And you know, the saga continues because I've had all of these crazy experiences. You know,
mm-hmm.
you know, connecting
well, yeah,
with a woman
that's
that
how we reached out the other day again, right? Just yesterday.
Well, I had
yesterday.
Yeah, of the woman that you know had recently lost her daughter. I'm channeling this message, and it was the wee hours of the morning, and I'm drinking my my cranberry juice over ice with a straw, and here I'm sitting there. You know, I'm getting really, really connected to the messages, and I hear sitting next to me. I'm like, that is not nice. I said, number one is, you know, this is a free reading. I'm doing it from the heart. You don't get any refreshments. But I was able to channel a beautiful message for the woman, and I said, she drank my cranberry juice. I said, I was drinking it, and I had a straw in it, and she said, that's how that was her favorite drink, cranberry juice, and she drank it with a straw. I was laughing so hard. I was like, oh, my goodness. Barbara always tells us. Yeah, Barbara says, DC, we don't get messages in the same way. And that's so true. I mean, I was out at a restaurant, and this, I don't know. Joan has like a soft spot for little grandmothers, and this grandmother threw me a yell to her granddaughter that worked in this restaurant, and I didn't even know the granddaughter, and I screamed across an entire restaurant, you know? I was like, oh, my goodness.
Oh, I remember that one. That was...
So I said, my journey is definitely different than Barbara's, for sure.
They're all interesting, though, you know? And, well,
mine involves a lot of comedy, you know?
Well, and yours, you found me through Twitter, which was, again, me doing that from bed, but I was called to, like, show up.
Yeah.
Like, affirmative things out there, which I wasn't speaking to anybody. I don't put myself out there for that part, right, the other part. So when you came, I was like, it was clean, and I could feel it, and I was like, okay, angels have messages. There we go. There's no accident there. And the other part
is
avoided Barbara Grace for almost 2 years. You wanted me to talk to Barbara.
I know, and I was
in. Well, and she had her other program. She had the other program, and it since has unfolded and unfolded and unfolded, right, to the school, I think you have that, Barbara. And I remember at the beginning, and I guess it was a Dear Nate thing, that, but the, I don't remember exactly what it was called, but I remember that I avoided Barbara like the plague. Yet, when I finally got to Barbara through these calls and then through private sessions, how amazing, you know, just how supportive and, you know, really, and helped both of you with getting through my uncle's passing and, you know, the ugly stuff that came, you know, all of those weird pieces of the human element that intertwined, and then the other side, all these pieces, and, you know, held me up and held me through. And honestly, yeah, there's no coincidence. I guess that's my point. None of this is, for anybody listening, yeah, this is the real deal. These, both of you, and the work that you both do comes from such a, I mean, I was gifted. I feel completely like I've been on the receiving end more than anything else with both of you. And I am really forever grateful because, I've needed to have, you know, I needed some woo-woo that isn't actually the same. That's the woo-woo that can see me and not woo-woo just for woo-woo. Does that make sense?
And, you know, I heard you had your mom connect
deal.
With us, too, so that was really beautiful.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I've been able to share that. Yeah, well, that's another part.
And then Dawn.
Dawn, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, and to know you, what you guys have done and being able to support both of them, and even my mom, I mean, willing to talk about really complex, you know, deep stuff and be open. And in one call, I think you had an angel call with a different lady, and my childhood best friend actually called. She only called once, but she called, and she was just, it was apparently right on for her. So I just, you know, it's passing it on to whoever's meant to receive it, and it's nice to be able to share people actually giving back in the world like you do.
Aw. Well, I just love, you know, I love helping people, and Barbara does too, so.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Amazing.
That's what I'm saying. It's the real deal. For anybody not knowing, I can say from experience, this has just been, and I listened to like the callers today, just like I said, even though I had to step back, but I was still present enough to know that people feel safe because of the space you both create is really powerful, because this world, you know, is not always easy, and, you know, we can get bumped off and not know and forget who we are. So it's important to have the reminders and the love that's unconditional.
I mean, this, you know, the whole, like this whole platform, you know, when I first started, I didn't even know what Blog Talk was. You know, I had no clue. And my mother-in-law from the other side is the one that got me introduced to it.
Of course.
So I, you know, my husband, whenever he says something, I say, go talk to your mother, you know. She's the one that, you know, put me on this
stuff.
I've
heard about it. She did it.
Yeah, I'm like, what the heck is Blog Talk, you know? I'm like, oh, gosh.
Wow.
So it was really, really amazing. Wow. And it wasn't like long after that. It was like really, you know, really quickly I connected with Barbara, you know, so it was just really beautiful.
Powerful duo. And you are totally different, yet it so works. It's so bizarre to me. It's so perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, it is crazy. As I said, poor Barbara is probably, you know, if Barbara were talking, what did I do to deserve this? Crazy lady. I can't get her away from her. Like, I'm like, oh, my goodness. But it just
grew and grew.
That's how you said, like, we really, you know, we really work together well. It's beautiful.
Yeah. And you could feel it.
Yep. The love, it's amazing. But the more I think about, like, my journey, it's like my journey is really not about me. It's about all of you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's just totally unbelievable.
Huh?
Totally beautiful. Well, I thank you so much, Leanne, for everything that you've done. My goodness.
Well, and I thank you again, and I thank Barbara. You guys, truly thank you. And Sparkle's growling going, I thank you, too. Look, I wish I could. I have headphones. I didn't have headphones. You could have heard me go right at that time. Sitting all peaceful and Oh, goodness.
Well, ladies, I think it is time to move to our next caller.
Okay.
I was already saying I'm being quiet because I know I'm done. Ciao, I'm still here, but ciao, I'm muting.
Oh, goodness.
Well, we'll talk to you the next time we talk to you, Leanne.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Take care, Leanne.
Okay. Our next caller is from area code 229. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin.
Hey.
How you doing?
I can do better.
What's going on, Melvin?
A lot of health issues and finance issues. I just want to see what Spirit has any messages for me today with both of those.
Okay. Well, the first thing I heard was, Melvin, you have to stay positive. Okay? And I'm getting, you know, Spirit has been trying to connect with you to help you to improve your health and take steps forward, you know, to getting there. And it could start with baby steps, Melvin. Okay?
Okay.
So, you know, allow the angels to come in and you know, direct your steps. I sort of feel like you may have some, like, non-specific symptoms.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, I just feel with the non-specific symptoms, I feel like it might be, you know, something that, you know, that we could, you know, I'm glad that you called in. We could help with as well, because I feel like the regular, you know, the regular medical practitioner may not exactly, you know what's going on in order, like, you know, like a lot of tests is what I'm getting, you know?
Right. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And just getting Melvin, like, watch, because I feel like as we're speaking today with you and stuff, that you're sort of, like, in a mode where you could, you know, like, have a minor injury or a sprain. You've got to be careful, okay? So just keep, you know, keep your mind on what you're doing and don't get yourself, don't overdo things is what I'm getting, okay?
Okay.
So think of, like, turtle mode, slow and steady would win the race, okay? And I'm getting, like, your mindset. You've got to change your mindset. It's sort of like you're holding on to something within your mind that you feel is wrong with you, Melvin.
Well, I definitely need to change my mindset. My mindset is positive. I'm just frustrated because I don't understand how this could happen to me. And because I've been in the hospital, and I've been out, but now I'm on dialysis all of a sudden. And I still don't accept that and won't accept it. All my test results come back positive. And
okay.
I just don't.
Okay,
and
so what I'm getting is, you know what, just take a notebook and start writing down your symptoms. And the angels are saying, Melvin, track them. And, you know, and as you're, like, looking at these symptoms, see what's going on in your physical world at the time. What's going on, how you are feeling, okay?
To see
what the connection is, okay? And I do feel like you have a lot of stress, Melvin.
I do.
Okay, but you know, you're going to be able to, you know, come back from that, of course. You've got to calm down, making sure you're back to the basics, that you're, you know, you're resting, you know, you're eating well, you know, just like trying to get back to the basics.
Did they take
blood tests, like, for your, like, levels of different, like, vitamins in your body? Because I don't know what's going on, but you're depleting, like, the vitamins, Melvin, in your body.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they take all the blood tests, like, with my calcium, with my protein. They take with my potassium, protein, blood glucose. I just went over the paperwork just a while ago, and I just checked it again, and all of it is normal. I meet the standards of everything, and I'm on a 2,000-calorie diet. I completely stopped eating fried food and drinking sodas
and I'm just kidding, like if you're eating a meal, like a meat and potato meal or something, don't eat any like white flour bread. So no white bread is what I'm getting.
No, I don't eat that. Yeah, I don't eat that at all. I completely changed my diet. Yeah, I'm eating, you know, I went online and studied, and I'm eating exactly what would help me with my kidney function.
Okay, good,
and
good.
So, with AFib,
I don't know if it's the onset or whatever, but I feel like an overabundance of anxiety, fear, that's sort of like this, like all of this, like nervous tension and everything. It did something like to the body, you know, sort of like a shock to the body, you know, and so, like I said, the emotional, the mental state does affect the body, okay, but I do feel, you know, like you know that there's a mind-body connection, and you have the ability to heal, okay.
Right.
So when we, you know, when we're positive, we improve our thoughts and our emotions. We sort of set the stage for our bodies to, you know, regain health, okay?
Yeah. Now, I tell you, Ms. DC, I tell you, when they told me this, I'm like, I never thought anything negative. And I know for myself that I will regain function in my kidneys.
Yeah.
I mean, it happened to millions and millions of people, and why not me, you know? So I really know. I mean, I knew that when they told me that, and I didn't accept what they told me. So I am very locked in on what I need to do, and I'm doing it. And so this just started in January, and I'm going to Dallas 3 times a week. And sometimes I go, like, I went 2 or 3 weeks, but I didn't even do dialysis on me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Into my bloodstream. So I already feel it. I know it, and it will happen. It's going to happen. I'm going to call back in and tell you all I'm not on dialysis anymore. I'm set free.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah, I just feel like it held on to all of these emotions, and it caused, like you said, the stress, the anxiety, you know.
Yeah. And that comes with dealing with my kids and dealing with my family members. It seems like I'm standing on the corner by myself, and I don't have any family support. But that's okay. I'm used to it now, so I just released it and let it go and send them love and light. So I done passed that stage in my life, so I'm okay. I mean, it doesn't bother me like it was in the past, but now I see I'm not going to let them stress me out and get me down, sick, you know, and all messed up and combobulate it all up. I love me.
That's beautiful.
I love me, and I'm going to live, and I'm going to be off Alice.
You have such an amazing personality, such a beautiful, beautiful heart. I mean, I've never met you in person, but I've, you know, continually spoken to you on the phone for a number of years. And the angels are telling you, Melvin, there is no need to walk this path alone. You know, just be willing to open your heart and let people in. And I feel like you're going to grow, and, you know, spiritually, and people that share your beautiful energy are going to come in and connect with you.
Right.
Okay, so you got to allow some space to have these beautiful, beautiful new relationships come into your life, okay? And allow this to be part of the new story that you're going to, you know, to be telling everyone, okay?
Yes. You know, the doctor told me, the doctor said, well, you may be on dialysis the rest of your life. I said, no, I won't. And he said, well, I tell you what, when you write your book, make sure you put my name in it. I said, his name is going to be the first one I put in my book when I write it.
Beautiful, beautiful. No, that's
his name is going to be the first one. And when I see him again, I'm going to tell him. I forgot about your book, brother. You know, but, I mean, it just, I'm so positive and so clear. I can see happening. I know it's going to happen. And I'm fine. I'm fine. I promise you. I'm not worried about it anymore. I have, you know, graduated from that. I'm fine, and I'm going to be fine, and I'm going to be able to, you know, help other people through this.
You keep loving yourself first, Melvin, and every morning you look in the mirror and you tell yourself how amazing and loving you are, and you just look and say, wow, you are like this amazing, beautiful man, you know, and you're just like a beautiful diamond, Melvin.
Oh,
you know, you're shining so brightly, and you're going to allow others to see through you because you are. You just have this beautiful, beautiful energy, and it's time to start, you know, writing that new story about Melvin.
Right.
You know, you've been through the hard times, and now it's time for the good stuff, Melvin. You know, your life is coming back to balance, and it's time to, you know, you've gone through the storm, and it's time to get on to the great stuff that's waiting.
Oh, yeah, it definitely is. I mean, I'm just waiting for them to say, you no longer need to be on dialysis anymore. And they're going to say, I'll give them a couple of months.
Yeah, well, I think that's beautiful. What I'm going to do is I'm going to connect you with Barbara and let her... Maybe a couple statements or something, you know, the two of you, she's going to, you know, say with you. And just be very proud of yourself, Melvin. I'm so proud of you.
Okay. Thank you, DC.
Thank
you
for calling in, Melvin. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay, Melvin.
Hey,
Ms.
Barbara.
So much better than it used to be. Oh, just love it. Okay. The goddess asked, wants to do... It's kind of a little tune-up on you. She says there's just a few things that if you let them go, your life will just get better. So why not let them go, right? So while she's talking to you, she's going to be clearing you. And, okay, let's just do that, and then we'll see how you feel, okay?
Okay.
All right. You know, you've made a lot of changes. You've made a lot of changes to yourself. You've let go of so much that you used to hang on to, that you were dragging through life. And it was all about misery and other people not doing what you thought that they should be doing because they didn't see things the way that you did. And that frustrated you to no end. So now we would like to clean up your energy a little. There's still a few little bits and pieces still there. So let's get rid of them now. So as I am talking with you, I will be removing those bits and pieces because you still have a little bit of fear in you and there's really nothing to be afraid of. You know that. You know that. You know that. And I am bringing that knowing through every part of your existence. So that fear is something that you don't even recognize. You don't even feel. It doesn't come up for you anymore. And there was still a little bit of residual anger. Anger at a variety of people and situations. But you don't need that anymore. You know now that when you love yourself, then you create an amazing, beautiful, wonderful life for you. And there's no need to get angry at anybody else because they're simply doing what they believe is best. And it's not yours to deal with. So we are releasing the anger, releasing the anger, releasing the anger, and bringing you back into alignment, peace, with joy, with abundance, with love. And take a nice deep breath. and let go. And you know now that what you believe, what you think about, is what you create in your life. And so we are removing any and every belief within you that says that you are supposed to be sick. We're removing all dis-ease from your being. We are bringing you back into alignment with health, joy, love. We are opening you up to your own divine inspiration so that you can create that life that you've always dreamed of, so that you can make a difference in the lives of others simply by being who you are. And there's nothing complicated, and it's not difficult, and it doesn't take forever. And it starts now. So let go, let go, let go. And there was a little bit of worry and doubt and frustration, a little stress, a little anxiety. But we're clearing all of that out as well, because that's no longer who you are. Take a deep breath and accept yourself. Accept your life. Accept who you are becoming. We love you, and we are here for you. Know that. And open more and more and more to loving yourself. Okay, Melvin, how does that feel?
Well, that feels great, Miss Barbara. Very deep and pleasant and great. And I feel good. A real nice relief.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Your life is going to get better and better.
Mm-hmm.
And so just be open to receiving the beautiful things in life.
Right. It's coming.
And I think the whole dialysis thing, I'm actually hearing 3 weeks it should be resolved. Let go and let it happen faster than you thought, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
You're welcome. And let
us
know how
it goes. All right, I will. I love you, Ms. DC. Y'all are very beautiful souls.
Oh, we love you too, Mel.
You guys are, you all are very beautiful. That's
thanks.
Why I used to
say. And for you, Mel.
Yeah, I appreciate you all over the years of just, you know, keeping me up on the pedestal. Because without you two, without calling in and talking to you two, I don't know what I'd be, I don't know what would happen. I mean, but you all encourage me, Ms. Barbara, you, Miss DC, both of you all, and it's amazing that God's really have people that really care. And I thank you both.
You are so welcome.
Barnolden.
Believe it in me. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, hon.
Okay, and God bless both of you all.
In touch, Melvin. We love you, hon.
You too, sweetie.
Thank you.
I just love, love, love calls like that. Okay. Our next caller is Nathaniel.
Oh, how nice.
Hey, how you doing, ladies?
Hi, Nathaniel.
Hey, what a beautiful day.
Yes, how's your new vehicle, Nathaniel?
Awesome, it's all electric vehicle.
Wow, beautiful.
So,
well, you know what you're saying, Nathaniel? That's really wonderful, because that new vehicle is going to help you to move in the right direction. Oh, well, that's
just
timing. That's beautiful.
It's you know, it's so smooth and silent and fast.
Nice.
When I put on the regenerated thing to regenerate power,
uh-huh.
it has like 1, 2, 3 switches, so it regains
uh-huh.
power. So it regains power. And,
beautiful.
It has like attraction, so you go really fast ahead, and then you can control like how fast it stops because it generates, you know, like if there's a stoplight or something, you got to slow down. It will generate that power when you put on the brake and everything. So it's a Hyundai Kona. So I was going to get the It's the number one sport utility of the year.
Well, it's beautiful. It sounds absolutely amazing, and it's, you know, it came to you in your divine timing, and this is your time to create whatever you're wanting, Nathaniel, with the universe. You know, so it came at the perfect time, and I just see, you know, the angels are saying so much good luck is around you at this time.
Yeah.
And the angels are saying, you know, Nathaniel, you've been doing a great job. And, you know, even the kindness that you've shown others, it's made such a positive difference in the world, Nathaniel. And they ask that you never underestimate the difference that you make here in this world. And they consider you to be an earth angel. Okay? So they're guiding you now. You've got to follow those souls' longings. You know, connect with your passions and do what you love, Nathaniel, and do it sincerely. And when you do, you know, that's when you're going to really say, wow, this is what it feels like when I'm fully, fully present. So, you know, God is with you, the angels, and, you know, just make sure that, you know, you don't worry about anything. You turn it into the form of prayers. You say those beautiful affirmations. And I'm guessing, like, any obstacles that were in your way, they're being removed, Nathaniel. Okay? And the biggest thing that has kept you back is fear, Nathaniel. So you've got to go forward, and you've got to trust, and you've got to trust that the angels are with you, and you are safe. And they're saying, this is your time to go ahead, Nathaniel. And I just even see, you know, the abundance angels are coming in. And they're saying, get ready for some exciting and unexpected events, Nathaniel. And they're showing me that God has a plan for you, and you're going to be really excited. So, Barbara, can you come in and help Nathaniel with that little bit of fear?
Sure. Sorry. Okay, the goddess Ass wants to do some work with you like she did with Melvin. So just listen and let go. We want you to understand that you are making changes. You are. And you are making big changes in who you are being and what you are allowing into your life. You're beginning to see that good things do happen to you and that you deserve them. So we will help you now to let go. And the first thing we're going to help you to let go of is fear. All fear. All of the old fears, all of the new fears, any fears that you have about anything. We are clearing your energy so there is no longer any fear. And that fear is no longer the natural reaction to change. Because there's nothing to fear about change. It's all about you becoming who you truly are. And there's nothing to fear. Because we are only showing you what is for your highest good. And you can trust. You can trust. You can trust. And we are opening you up to trust, trusting yourself, trusting your decisions, trusting your guidance, trusting the unconditional love of the Creator, trusting your life. And we are removing all of the doubt and worry, frustration, stress, whatever you want to call those energies. Take a deep breath and let them go. You no longer have a place in your life. You are coming into the truth of who you are, to the power of who you are, to the beauty of who you are, to the wonder of who you are. And that is what your life is going to be based on from this moment forward. So take a nice deep breath and just let go. It's not everything. Let go. Let go. Let go. Let go. Let go. Now, how does that feel?
Excellent.
So you need to make decisions about what you want your life to be like. Who is this that you want to be? What do you want to experience? And then let yourself create it. And just let it flow. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
You are welcome. And your energy does feel so much better. So keep up the good
it
work.
It does. Yes. And good luck with your beautiful car, Nathaniel.
Thank you.
God bless, hon. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is from area code 504.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. What can we do for you?
I would like a quick you know, card or, you know, a little message. And I've been really going through it right now from all areas.
Well, you're at a pivotal point in your life. So, yeah, you're becoming aware of a lot of things so that you can let them go.
Okay.
But I'm going to let DC go first because that's the way it's supposed to work. So, DC, what do you have for Debbie?
Hi, Debbie. It's DC. Very nice to connect with you.
Hi. Thank you.
The first thing I'm getting is, you know what, just you've got to stay positive, okay?
Uh-huh.
When you do, you're going to supply the energy, you know, that you need to just make everything manifest, your dreams
okay.
manifest. And I am getting good. Great things are coming your way.
Hooray.
You've just got to believe. That's what they're showing me. I mean, that's what the angels are saying. Tell
mm-hmm.
her great things are coming. So great things are truly coming for you, okay? Okay, what am I getting? Okay. Okay, I don't know. Do you have a vehicle?
Yeah.
Okay, because they're just saying get your vehicle checked, okay?
Okay.
So just that's all they're telling me about the vehicle is get your vehicle checked. Have you had any health issues?
I've been stressed and
okay.
I've been getting more sensitive. Like I just found out I get headaches from the wind, like crazy stuff, you know, and it's just like, okay. I always find out new stuff from I go to a chiropractor, and he told me that. And I literally wore a scarf, and it stopped my headaches. Isn't that weird?
Okay. I feel like, you know, things will improve so that, you know, that's good that that works. I just feel like your body is just, like, crying out for more relaxation.
Yeah, I've been under a lot of stress. I work
a lot
like
of tension, yeah, like physical
yeah.
Exhaustion with the stress, yeah.
Yes. And
okay,
I have
so,
a lot of bullies at work, and I just feel that anger, and it just gets to me.
Yeah. Well, just, you know what, don't get angry. Just, you know, like from your higher self to their higher self, send them love. Let go and let God, and let the angels take the situation to God to help get it resolved. You don't have to hold on
okay.
to that. Because I'm getting,
okay.
you know what, use your energy to help what you're wanting to come to fruition. Heck with them, you know? Just
yeah.
focus on all the good stuff.
Okay.
Okay, and
okay.
you have this beautiful, strong spiritual connection,
uh-huh.
okay? And you're at this pivotal time where you're gaining wisdom and understanding, and, you know, allow it to light the way for yourself forward and then for others. It's a time to go within, maybe a course of study or something like that.
Okay.
You may say, well, I can't see anything right as of yet, but just hold on because, you know, the light within is going to show you the way to go forward, okay?
Okay.
So I feel like this is a really, you know, it's a really beautiful time. What are they showing me? So I wouldn't worry about, like you said, those bullies. Just, you know, let go and let God. Give it to God, and, you know, you focus on your beautiful journey.
What do you mean pivotal?
Well, I feel like this is a time where, like, all this good is coming in, but you've got to put the energy, you know, into
okay.
it. In other
okay.
words, I feel like all this energy, and it's like it's building up too within you. Use it, channel that energy to help you to go forward. You know.
Okay. Today
be like
I smelled roses.
Excuse me.
In my car, I smelled roses in my car today.
Okay.
You know, the scent of roses.
Oh, that I feel like Mother Mary's been with you. Do you?
This
Do you connect
time.
With Mother Mary?
Not really, but I mean, I'm appreciative of any help I can get, you know?
Yeah, because that's one of the signs that Mother Mary is with you, is the beautiful, her beautiful scent of the roses, you know?
Yeah.
And that's great to really feel like, you know, hey, that she is, and she's coming forward, and she's saying, she's letting you know that love is the answer to whatever question you're going to ask. She's saying it is always love, okay?
Okay.
She's asking that you surround the situation with the bullies and any other relationships with love, and then that's what's going to help to loosen all these, you know, I feel like they're filled with ego, these people, and that's going to loosen all the attachments, okay? And it's going
okay.
to help the situation, okay? So, you know, I see a divine team with you. There's angels all around you. You don't have to worry about anything,
uh-huh.
okay? And Mother Mary is saying, you know what, just focus on using only loving words, whether you're speaking, thinking, or writing. And, you know, just let go of the other stuff. You know, don't think about those bullies. Okay, and you're
okay.
going to see, hey, you know, it really does work because miracles are going to be coming in. There's going to be new opportunities. And
okay.
you're going to attract, you know, all this good stuff from your energy. Okay?
Great.
It's going to be really beautiful. So whatever it is that you're worrying about, just let it go. Surrender it and, like I said, let go and let God, and then the situation isn't yours anymore to worry about.
Okay.
Okay?
Appreciate it.
Because we can't see things from a divine perspective, but, you know, when we allow the angels to take the situation, you know, then things, you know, open up and the situation can be, you know, resolved. And I'm getting, you know, I don't know if you meditate, but meditation would be really helpful
okay.
for you to and, you know, and start to recognize, you know, like the way your body resonates in a certain way. You know, when you found the roses, did you feel like, sometimes for me, like when the divine is around, I do get the beautiful smell of roses with Mother Mary, but I also
mm-hmm.
feel like on the left side of my body, I get like a colder sensation, sometimes like little bumps, goosebumps.
Okay,
you know?
Yeah,
and,
sometimes.
Okay, so sometimes when we get those little goosebumps, it's angels, you know? You've
wow.
got to just, yeah. So, you know, you're being asked to sit quietly and just, you know, take time to breathe. And when you do it, you focus on just, you know, breathing and then your heart, you know, and your heartbeat. And you put one hand over your heart and you, you know, as you're breathing and you're quiet, you feel your heart beating. And then you notice, you know, you're
uh-huh.
breathing like little bit deeper, and then you slow the breathing down, and then you can start to ask, you know, some questions, you know, and you'll get like a thought, a feeling, a vision, and that's a validation that, you know, you're not alone and heaven is always helping you, okay?
Okay. Thanks.
But I do feel it was Mother Mary. That's the first thing that, you know, that came to my mind was Mother Mary.
Okay,
your situation does need healing. And that's the easiest way is to just let go and let God, you know, let the angels come in and take the situation.
Okay.
And you two calling into the show, this was your divine timing.
Thank you.
Because the angels are saying, you know, just keep paying attention because there's going to be doors opening for you right now. And there may be doors that are shutting as well. Just walk through the doors that are opening and learn from the doors that are shutting. And wherever you've been praying, they're saying, you know, Deb, your prayers are being answered. There is no doubt about it. But everything, you know, happens in the divine right timing. That means there might be other people involved, okay? So you can't rush divine timing, okay? In other words, we can't, you know, try to force a door open, you know? We just allow the angels to guide us to the open ones and to just, you know, help us to move away from the doors that are closed. Because if the door is closed to us, there's some kind of negativity, and it's just the angels are just helping us to move towards the doors that are open and, you know, that are going to help us, and that they're for our highest and best, okay?
Okay. Okay.
So that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, and I thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Debbie. Okay. So I'm getting that you need to have some of these energies cleared for you, like
a
lot of people have done. So Mother Mary is going to speak with you and gonna let her talk, okay?
I feel it.
You've come to a time in your life when you are ready for more. You're no longer satisfied with the status quo. You feel that there's more to life. And so we want to help you to move forward. The first thing we would like to do is to remove the anger. A lot of the anger that you feel is not actually yours. You are taking it on from other people.
Yeah.
And so we are taking all of this anger away. Just let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go. And bringing you a wonderful sense of peace about your own life. It's important for you to stay in your power. There are many people who would prey on you. And if you show fear, then they get excited and they want to do even more to get under your skin. But there's nothing for you to be afraid of. There's nothing for you to be afraid of. There's nothing for you to be afraid of. No one has power over you unless you give it to them. And you don't ever need to give your power away. So we are bringing you back into alignment with your own power and with your own choices so that no one ever running your life. And the only person you are responsible for is you. And the most important person in your life is you. And so we are bringing you back into a state of balance. And just let go of the fear, the frustration, the worry, the stress, the doubt, and whatever else comes up. It's only coming up to be released. Let it go. Let it go. Uh-huh. And you can simply say, dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate.
And that will release the energy. And you should feel the difference.
I feel it in my calves, which is weird.
Apparently you were holding something there and it needed to be let go of. When you say, dear Anita, I let go, you are not specifying what you are letting go of. You are only saying you are letting go of anything that is not for your highest good. That's it. And so it is a way to clear any and everything that you no longer need.
Uh-huh.
Open up to being aware of what's important to you and what it is you truly desire in your life. And let yourself create it. Let yourself create a life that you absolutely love, a job that you absolutely love, relationships that you absolutely love. Let yourself create abundance. Let yourself have more than enough. And know that you deserve it. Know that you are worthy. You have value. You have purpose. You are a blessing. Let yourself receive. Just take a nice deep breath and let go. And we are releasing a lot of energy from you that you really don't need anymore.
Oh, thank you so much.
And know that you are at a time in your life where you will be making choices about who you are becoming. Pay attention to how it feels. And only pursue the things that feel good. If it feels bad, let it go. If it feels good, welcome it.
Okay.
It's your choice. It's your life. It's your creation. And you're not doing this alone. We are helping you in every moment. Welcome us and allow us to be even more help to you. You have such a beautiful life that is waiting for you.
Wow.
And it's time for you to say yes. Okay, yeah. That was the message.
Wow. I loved it.
So just notice what comes up. And remember, if it feels bad, just say, dear Nate, I let go. And if it feels good, you can say, dear Nate, I receive.
Okay. Wow. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. And let us know how it goes.
I sure will. Thank you. Thank both of y'all.
Oh, you're so welcome. Have a blessed evening, hon.
You too. Good night.
Good night.
Night now.
Good night.
Okay, and we are moving to our last caller. And I don't know if Blog Talk is going to cut you off or not. So if they do, I apologize. But let's see what happens. Hi, area code 856. Who's this?
Hi, how are you? It's Rose Maria.
Hi, Rose Maria. How are you?
Doing good. A lot better. Doing good. What about you guys?
We're doing good, too. Thank you. So what's going on?
I just have a quick question. I know you've been helping me. I know I ran into another thing. The other day I called a friend of mine, but there's a mutual friend that I know you know about. I called him because they're cousins, and I'm getting ready to see what's going on in New York for COVID and see if I should go or don't go because I know I have to go. And they told me, yeah, come on up, but we still got to be under quarantine a little bit and you have to be in by 10 in our town. I'm like, okay, no problem. I'll see what I can do if I'm coming or not. And he goes, yeah, I have a friend that you can stay there. The house is big enough and you can work there too. And I'm like, okay, so I know who this is. And I called him and I kind of didn't get mad at him. I say, I wish he would have told me directly. So I'm wondering why he did that through his cousin instead of me. I did it for to get me ready, pretty much, to get me picked up and all that stuff directly with him, not with the other one, if that makes sense. So I'm wondering why that's happening. Or
yeah, Rosemary, what I'm getting is, you know, I just feel like this is not a stable situation.
Right.
And the angels are saying, hun, be careful of who you put your trust in. Okay? And, you know, like, I'm getting like, you know, you may have to let go of this and something, you know, better is going to come along for you. So they just don't like the whole situation, you know?
Oh, what he did or what the cousin did?
Well, the whole thing, it's just like it's not working out for you. Okay, and they're saying it's time for you to move forward. And you're very intuitive. Allow the universe to, you know, to provide knowledge for you to help you to go forward and have the perfect experience. Okay? Because you're here to experience life. The way you describe things, you were getting caught up in life. So they, of course, are two different things. And
right.
It's almost, you know, like it's all a big storm. You know, it's like, shh, there's Rose Maria, and she's in the middle of this big storm, okay?
Gotcha.
And you're supposed to be enjoying life. You're supposed to be experiencing life. You're supposed to be having fun, okay? And I just feel like, you know, what you spoke of, like the experience, it's not going to be good for you, okay? So the angels are saying, you know, make sure that you're selective with whom that you associate with. And never allow anyone the opportunity, you know, to make you doubt yourself. And I feel like, you know, you've got so much to offer. And I just didn't feel good from the get-go when you start talking about that. Okay?
Gotcha.
All right, and I'm going to turn you over to Barbara really fast. And,
okay, cool.
And just know there's something wonderful waiting for you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Appreciate it.
Okay, hon.
Barbara?
Okay. First of all, I want to tell you that you are more powerful than you know. And I'm saying that actually for a reason, because 3 minutes ago on my computer screen, Blog Talk ended this show, and yet it didn't hang up on us, which it always does. So this is something that you need to hear. So please pay attention. Don't let other people determine how you feel. It's up to you to create your life and not give your power away. And know that you are powerful and that you are guided to what is best for you in every moment. And that you are loved. So that's what they wanted you to hear.
Cool. Appreciate it.
So make the decision
and
about what Maria, is best for you.
Yes. And Barbara, I mean, the angels are like giving you thumbs up and everything. And they're saying, Rose Maria, when you look at someone else's life, like, you're seeing an illusion based on your perception, okay?
Okay.
So something better is waiting for you, hon. And like Barbara said, we usually get, you know, they would have, Blog Talk would have hung up on us, but the angels are making sure we get to really talk to you, okay?
Okay, cool. Appreciate it, guys. Yeah, I was thinking about the COVID and all that stuff and trying to get
yeah.
ready and if I should go or not, and I'm like, we're quarantined until 10 o'clock at night. I'm like, ah, shebang. All right, cool.
You know what? It wasn't right for you to go, you know, so just release it. Dear Nate, I release, and be open to all the good that's waiting to connect with you, hon.
All right, cool. Appreciate it.
Okay, because you deserve it, you know. You deserve this, the good life that you know, that you're visualizing. Okay, but just keep releasing whatever doesn't work for you. And this seems like it's not a good idea.
All right, cool. Appreciate it.
God bless, honey. You take care and stay in touch.
All right, thanks. I will.
Thank you, hon.
Okay, DC, I guess we are done.
This is a long show. 3 hours.
I know. And I
that
never
was amazing.
Had Blog Talk not cut
well,
us off.
I have had a crazy weekend. As I said, you heard a little bit about when, you know, Leanne was in. It's just been wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Thank you. What an amazing show. Goodness.
Yes. And we will be back on Tuesday with Lunch with Jesus.
Yes. Yes,
so
we will.
So everyone has another opportunity to connect with us. And I don't
yes.
know if they can hear us or not. I don't know if it's recording this part or not. I have no idea about anything.
Yeah, no, it is, Barbara. It actually does record it. So when they go back, it'll be there.
But technically, we should not still be here.
You know what? You said that a long time ago. Technically, you shouldn't have been connecting with the crazy blonde. So I'm still here.
And she's been an amazing blessing in my life. So I'm happy about it.
And you as well, the start. Thank you, Barbara. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Take care now.